October is known as the Hunter's Moon. This October, the Hunters will be out in force, filling the hungry sky. And you are the midnight snack.
See the new Mad Max because apparently he really liked
Charlize Theron
wrote like Mel Gibson's Road Warrior.
Yeah, those are great movies.
Those are awesome movies.
I liked it. I don't think it's gonna be a whole lot like that.
Supposed to be really good.
Yeah, good. I think I look at it as Borderlands the movie, though. I guess Borderlands was kind of like Road Warrior the game. So
in the future, yeah. In space.
Yeah, it's the same director, so it shouldn't be too different. I mean,
Is it the same director?
Yeah.
How old is he now? Like,
I don't know. Old.
Old enough.
Did he make any movies between then and now, or is he just like, I will only direct Road Warrior?
Yeah, that's a good question.
He's like, God, I'm glad that we're doing a new Road Warrior. I haven't had any work in 30 years.
Not since that Thunderdome.
Apparently he's been making it for like close to 30 years, that movie.
Making it, he wrote the script like a long time ago, and then he's just been whining about it until somebody gave him money, right?
No, it was like passed around from like Fox to Universal and back to Fox. And
who did the original? What studio distributed it? Was it MGM or Universal? Or
I don't know. I mean, I know it was like an independent movie, like when it was made, but I don't know who distributed it.
Getting a movie made seems exhausting.
Yeah, it really does.
From what I've learned on Entourage.
Yep. Real life documentary series Entourage.
Yes.
I was reading, I think it was on Reddit where it popped up where, I guess somebody back in like 2000 had $1 million and they like convinced, Corey Feldman and Adam West to be in a horror movie that they wrote. And, nobody would distribute it. It was so awful. I guess somebody had like a VHS copy, like the guy's like, nephew, and he's on Reddit. So he posted it. Evidently, it's just fucking awful.
I really want to see that. That sounds awesome.
It's like they're like in this house, and I think Adam West is like an exorcist, and Corey Feldman's like possessed or something. I don't know. I'll try to see if we can like if I can get a copy of it. We could use that as our next movie.
Oh my god,
that would be awesome. I kind of actually want to see that.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm looking up his filmography. He mainly just produced a bunch of shit after Mad Max.
Sounds about right.
He produced Happy Feet 2 and Happy Feet. And Babe, Pig in the City.
Hey, those are good movies.
Suppose.
Well, this is Nintendo Dreamcast episode 69, I'm correct?
Is it? Sweet.
I think this is the inaugural, or maybe it was last week.
We didn't do one last week.
Or no, yeah, I think this might be episode 69 then.
This is correct. Episode 69.
Yeah, thanks for coming.
Do we have anything planned? We're going to do something? Some kind of potty humor?
Yeah, we could have watched some sort of like
Bats, because we did watch Bats, Danny. Yeah. I just want to start off with saying that I forgot how awesome that movie was. I legitimately enjoyed paying $3 for that. Let's just get into bats. Let's do bats.
Oh,
I got a lot on my mind about bats. I got it off my mind.
I mean, we don't want to hold James back, I suppose.
I would have loved that movie when I was like 12 years old.
Yeah, I think I saw it when I was like, 2000. So I was like 16, 17.
Yeah, it had Lou Diamond Phillips, yeah. And it had like awesome like army action. Like
it had like the token gay black guy that wasn't allowed to be gay yet because it was 2000, so that it was just like heavily suggested.
Oh, Bally's here.
Yeah, James's girlfriend just busted up in the studio.
Yeah, hey, what's up?
She's been drinking.
He's been drinking. You want to get on mic?
You can.
All right.
But yeah, the black guy was great. I think it was the best part of it.
I like to see bats from afar.
Yeah. And like at the end, they're like, you have to go down there. And he's like, but do I really? Like, okay, you don't have to. Was it? He didn't die, right? Yeah. It was like, yeah. I think they went out of his way to make the black guy not die.
Of course.
I think I read he was added at like the last second.
Really?
Yeah, like his character.
They needed some like...
The white woman needed some supporting.
Yeah, they needed some wacky humor. Lou Diamond Phillips. I just realized when I was watching it, I never realized before, but Lou Diamond Phillips is a Mexican Bobby Flay. They look exactly alike. Just one has brown skin.
Who's Bobby Flay?
He's a TV chef. Bobby Flay?
I have no idea. I don't watch cooking shows.
Google Bobby Flay. He's awesome, but he looks exactly like Lou Diamond Phillips looks like Bobby Flay. It's weird. It's like they could be brothers, Mexican American brothers.
In order for us to hear you, Allie, you're going to have that right in front of your face.
Yeah. Put it right in front of your face and say something. Say hi.
Hey.
This is what we did to Cordelia to get her to talk into the mic.
She probably put her eyes to the microphone.
She did. She looks right at it.
We were talking about Bats, the movie. Allie wouldn't watch it because she was playing Rayman, so I had to rent it on my tablet.
Who'd rather play Rayman than watch Bats, the movie?
She was Lou Diamond Phillips.
I don't know if you've played the new Rayman for Xbox. It's great.
Allie is on a platformer, kind of like street.
Yeah.
It's the only thing she refuses to play anything else.
It has to be a side-scroller, and it has to be a platformer, and I have to get prizes. Only.
Coins, bananas. What do you get in Rayman?
You Incies. Save the peoples.
Little
the little Incies.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which Rayman is that?
Legends.
Legends. Okay. Yeah, I played a bit of that.
It was like free for gold.
It was like the Incy royal family that you have to save in every level.
Yeah. They're all trapped by the evil Incies.
Yeah.
It sucked because I was playing Destiny and she's like, no, can I play Rayman real quick? I'll just do it for like 45 minutes, like 3 hours later. Like, fuck this.
You started this. This is your fault.
It's true.
You should have just stuck with the 3DS. But now she's back on the 3DS because I got her Donkey Kong Country.
It's so hard. It's the hardest game I've ever played.
You're getting pretty far. You're like at the, how many levels is it? Like 10?
I'm on like the fourth level, the cliff level.
I thought that was towards the end. I thought you're towards the end.
I don't know where it ends.
I think you're pretty far into it. Anyway, we're talking about bats. So we decided to watch bats because Matt had a harrowing bat experience. I think you should tell a story to lead into the movie Bats.
I did. I was just sitting upstairs playing 3DS, and I look up, and there's a fucking bat in the room. Just like,
now, is it like a fruit bat? Like, do you think maybe it escaped from the Cincinnati Zoo or only like 2 miles from it?
I don't know.
Was it pretty big?
It was pretty fucking big. not way bigger than like your average bat, though. But.
So about the size of the bats in the movie Bats.
Yeah. Maybe smaller.
Maybe, are you sure? Yeah. Smaller than that?
Consider it might be a vampire.
What?
Was it a vampire?
Yeah, I think it might have been a vampire. It was definitely immortal.
Yeah.
Well, it entered your house without your permission. I don't think it was a vampire.
Oh, that's a very good point. Very good point.
You didn't pull the girls on that.
Unless it was someone you knew that you had invited to your house previously.
Yeah, it could have been joined. Danny. Yeah. I think Danny's trying
to. Are you
say
a vampire?
No.
You have to tell me if you're a vampire.
Have you ever seen Danny have you ever seen him during the day?
That's true. I've never seen you during the day.
And it's also true. You do have to tell them. Cops and vampires.
Cops and vampires. That's the rule, right?
Yeah. And if you're a vampire cop,
it's like the honest.
I think it actually negates, like it cancels each other.
So then you
out.
Don't have to tell.
You don't have to tell anybody.
If you're a vampire
shit,
cop, yeah. You don't have to admit it.
Yeah.
No. They, you just always answer the opposite. Like, are you a vampire? And you go like, I'm a cop.
I'm a cop.
And like, it's like not exactly a denial of the first statement, but an affirmation of something entirely different.
That's real clever. Yeah. So this, I like cowered on the couch for like 5 minutes. Watching
so it fly around. So it flew in. Did it just like, did you hear like tapping on the window and you went to see and then it like busted in?
Or? No, I literally, I looked up and there was a bat flying around the room.
How the fuck did it get in your house?
I have no fucking idea how it got in my house.
It's been in the house.
Oh my God. I think, do you think maybe it was like living in the attic and came down?
I don't know. This is actually the second bat we found in our house. The first one was like in the kitchen. And I managed to like hit it out the door like within minutes of finding it. So that wasn't that big of a deal.
But. Well, if bats have taught me anything, if you just close all the doors and windows and turn your AC up to maximum, you will kill the bats.
Exactly.
Oh, just, Bats the movie. So,
yeah. If it's like below 43 degrees or whatever, yeah, they'll just freeze and die.
Right. That's how they ended up. Well, that didn't even actually work. They tried to do that, and then
yeah, they just blew it up.
They just ended up blowing it up, which they said was a bad thing to do. But somehow, made
well, it was okay as long as the bats were frozen first.
Yeah, everybody knows to kill a bat with fire, you have to freeze it first and then blow it.
The problem was the explosion would have scattered them, but since they were frozen in place, they just all exploded instead.
But wait, I thought the main bat, the big evil smart bat, had disabled the cooling thing. Didn't he like chew on the wires and wasn't there like a big explosion? Like,
no, not that really. Up? It was still working fine. He attacked the people and then they just like shot him in the face and he died.
Bat Prime. So the bat, you have no idea. You're just sitting there and just like, bam, there's this bat in the room. Was it flying around or was it just sitting there looking at you?
No, it was flying around. Like, that's how I heard it. Like, I heard like a flapping and I looked up and there's this giant fucking bat. It looked giant to me. I don't know.
Yeah.
It was definitely bigger than the bat from that I saw in the kitchen.
Probably not as harrowing as your story, but I once had an apartment when I was at school. And it was like me and two other guys living together, and we lived on like the 14th floor of an apartment building. So we just left the porch doors open at night to like cool the place. So I was the first one to wake up that day. I just like walk into the kitchen, and I walk right past the refrigerator. And right on top of it was like I just hear, and just something skips like right across the top of my head. And it was like a bird had gotten in during the night, and he was like flying around like crazy.
That's not
like,
harrowing at all. It's a bird, Danny. Oh. They're going to say there's a homeless man eating my ice cream out of the freezer.
Just perched on top of the fridge.
He scaled 14 feet. It was like a Batman homeless man.
It freaked me the fuck out because it literally brushed my hair as it like flew past my head.
A bird brushed your hair.
Yeah. It's amazing how scary flying things can be like, when you're in a
closed area. I didn't know what the fuck it was.
Them.
It was like flying around.
Have you ever seen a bird up close? They're terrifying. Bird faces are the most terrifying things.
I fucking hate birds.
Yeah.
Birds are assholes.
Little mean dinosaur people.
Yeah, totally. They definitely, you can see the dinosaur in them. You look in They're like, oh, if I were bigger and had teeth, I would totally eat you.
All right.
But
anyway, back to that.
So I watched the bat for like 5 minutes. And I finally jump up with a couple pillows in my hand. I was going to like beat it out of the... out of the air and like try to like throw it out.
Concuss it.
Like, throw it out. Concuss it.
Yeah. Make it dazed with pillows.
But I don't think it knew I was in the room because when I jumped up, it like freaked out and like flew straight towards the ceiling fan, which like hit it like thwack and it like went flying like off into this fucking wagon of toys that we have, stuffed toys.
Did like bat juice go everywhere?
No. But I thought it was dead because it was super... legit like made like a super loud noise when it hit. So like I was like, it's probably dead, but I went like picking through the toys to try to find it, like waiting for a bat to fly out of my face.
Want Cordelia to wake up the next day and say like, I want some toys from that wagon and be like fucking dead rat and like bat on right there.
Right. Or like wake up and like the bat's like,
so you're taking out the toys, like did you take like the last one out and it's like faces are like
they were just a bucket full of Furbies that you're searching through.
It was full of bats.
Yeah, it's just like this.
Is that, do you think, how Batman was invented?
Batman?
Yeah, it was Batman initially.
Oh, okay. Batman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Smacked bats around.
Right, I get it. it actually wasn't in the, it was like under the wagon, like under like the wheel or some shit.
So maybe it did like land in the
like
wagon.
Some kung fu bat.
Yeah, but then it like crawled out the back and decided to hide under it.
Wagon. Yeah, but it took me like 20 minutes to find it, and then in the meantime, I like woke up Faith. I was like, "There's a bat in the house."
How and what was she? So I imagine like I'm asleep, and all of a sudden like you wake me up, and you're like, "There's a bat in the house." Was she like, She's okay.
Like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. Like, she wouldn't wake up.
Well, that's when you go and get the bat and then put it in her face and wake her up and be like, there's a bat in the house.
So, I'm like, yeah, that's kind of what happened, because when the bat flew into her room, she, like, freaked out and, like, jumped out of bed.
So you went to the thing of toys, and then it, like, flew out from underneath and flew into her room.
Not exactly. The cat had been hanging out and, like, watching me look for this bat.
You're useless, like, kid. Did the cat not do anything?
It didn't do shit.
It was just sitting there like,
no. It was sitting there watching the bat while it was flying around, and then when the bat hit the ceiling fan and flew into the toys, like, it just kind of sat there and looked at where the bat went.
I was like, all like,
right. Just a normal day cat would be like, fuck yeah, free lunch, right? Yeah. And like, but the cat was just like, well, whatever.
Another day in the Maynard household, nothing right to see here.
So when I found the bat, I like went to grab it with something, and the minute I touched it, it like freaked out and like flew off towards the cat. And the cat like reached out to grab it with its claw and kind of like hooked it on the wing a little bit. And the bat like like spun around on its claw and flew like directly into our room.
Jesus. This is like the most Rafe's uncoordinated bat ever.
Yeah, it was pretty fucked up.
I mean, it was drunk.
Like Batty from Fern Gully.
I think it was probably all right till it hit the ceiling fan.
And yeah, then it might not have been in the right state of mind at that point. It might have been slightly retarded, maybe.
Yeah. So at this point, the bat has been in the house for like half an hour, like, because it took me a long time to figure out it was underneath the wagon, like, because I couldn't see it at first. So it flew into Faith's room. And she jumped out and freaked out. We trapped it in Faith's room because the windows in that room are bigger, and we figured we'd have a better chance of getting it out. And it just like starts flying into like all of our clothes and our closets and shit, and we have to like unload all of our closets to throw it out. And eventually we ended up getting a broom and dustpan and like smacking it out of the air onto our bed and trapping it with the broom and dustpan. And then throwing it out the window. But it was like, that was literally
like when you threw it out, did it fly away or just like fall to the ground? Like a thud.
It actually flew away. Like, I was surprised.
I think trapping it in your bedroom was the best option, because the other option was the girl's bedroom.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I was kind of
worried. Don't trap it with your small children. They might become vampires that way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Luckily, Fiona was at my mom's house, the little one. So like, she would have woken up like just that the general noise of the bat. But
yeah,
I don't know.
So do you ever, like, wake up in the morning, like, you go to sleep, and you're like, I wonder if there's a bat crawling around in here? Because you would never know.
Yeah, I'm super freaked out about it now. Yeah. Like, I keep, like, seeing
like, where
it
did it come from?
The
windows were down. Like, it had to come in somewhere.
Yeah. And, like, several times while we were trying to get the bat out, it would, like, flew directly at my face. And, you know, I saw that, like, classic.
You saw its face? Like, yeah, the horror of the bat face?
Yeah, that classic bat face with the open mouth and the wings. Like,
and the fangs.
And that's so fucking freaky. Like, yeah. I'm not, like, I don't know. I'm not a wuss. I'm not scared of like shit like that normally.
Yeah. I mean, bats are hardcore, dude.
Yeah. My grandma had bat problems. They kept getting into her laundry room for some reason. So my dad and his brother hung up like nets all over the laundry room to catch them and stuff.
The nets are a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, because they just fly into them and they get tangled up in them. Like,
we had a pool growing up, and we had like a pool light in it. We lived out in the country because we're from Kentucky or whatever. So we go like night swimming. And we'd have to turn off the light. So you turned on the light, it attract all the bugs, and you'd be swimming, and they're just like, whoosh, 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 like bats flying in 1,000 miles an hour. They like dive bomb to grab the bugs and like skip out of the water. It was pretty scary.
That'd be horrible.
But yeah, so you survived Lou Diamond Phillips style.
Yeah, I did. I didn't have to call in the army either.
Yeah.
Like he did.
Did you consider using your vacuum attachment?
That's another really good idea that I didn't think of.
The bat sucker.
Yeah,
yeah.
I mean, we've got a Dyson. It's pretty powerful,
like in Luigi's Mansion.
But it might just get sucked up in there, and then you'd have to like scrape out
a
dead
bat.
So
awful. That's how I catch bugs
with the vacuum.
Yeah, because all four of my animals are useless,
and I'm not very good at it either. I don't care.
He just smashes them.
Yeah, that's the way you do. You smash them on the wall, and it's permanent art now.
Yeah. She woke up in the middle of the night once, and she like wakes up and all the lights are on, and I'm like standing on top of the bed over with the like Swiffer, and she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, hold very still. Like, bam, like into the ceiling. There's like a spider right over top of her head. I smash it.
Oh, it was
like,
all right. Surfers.
Yeah. Now I can't move this because it's going to fall directly on you.
No, you smashed it. And then luckily I had moved because it landed right where my mouth was.
Or one time I was watching TV in bed on the laptop, and this spider, like this big, just like ran across the screen. So I was like, like jump up. And she's a very heavy sleeper. So she's like, and so like she wakes up finally and all the lights are on. There's no blankets on the bed at all. Like they're all on the floor. And she's like, okay, what are you doing? I'm like, nothing. Just go back to sleep. I'm like, I'm going to go to the couch to finish sleeping. I'll put the blankets back on you. Have a good night.
You just left me to die by hand of spider.
I think spider is the only thing that really freaked me out, though. I don't have a bat phobia, really.
Until a bat flies in your house and tries to kill you.
I just punch it. Like, when it's coming at you, just punch it.
It's like a shark, you know?
Yeah.
We should invest in tennis rackets.
Yeah. I thought about that, and I even, like, wound up to punch it. And then, like, I realized that I was aiming directly for its fangs. And
yeah,
I didn't
you
want
could
to get rabies.
Yeah,
so.
Or vampirism.
Yeah.
Yeah, vampirism. I think vampirism would be alright, but rabies, like, you have to get stomach shots for it.
I don't know. Vampirism seems like a lot of trouble.
Yeah, you can't really go anywhere until somebody. But, hey, did you ever watch What We Do in Shadows yet?
No, I really want to see that.
There's a whole, like, sick, like, part, a joke in the movie where they're trying to get into different nightclubs, but they can't get the bouncer to invite them in. He's like, what are you talking about? And he's like, just ask us to come in. And he's like, anybody can go in. They're like, are you saying we're invited? And he's like, no, just leave. I don't understand. They do like 5 nightclubs where they can get somebody to invite them into the club.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's a pretty great movie.
It just went on demand, so I'm gonna rent that later.
I'll probably get it eventually too. Yeah. I think I saw the preview for it on Hulu, and it didn't. I don't know. I don't think the trailer really did it very well.
It doesn't give it justice.
Yeah,
it's pretty.
It looked like okay at best. I'm like, did I get the name of this right? Is this really the
It's a lot of movie? Dry humor, but it is really good. Like, there's a part where they, like, turn into a bat and they're trying to chase each other, like, as bats. It's pretty awesome.
It may be really good for you to watch, Matt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that part.
Yeah. No, like, no, watching bats, I legitimately had, like, PTSD a little
did
bit.
Did you? Yeah, that's why I wanted to watch. I thought it might help you. But so the movie Bats, if you haven't ever, like, I watched this when I was a kid with my grandpa, because my parents would dump me at my grandparents for the weekend, and they lived way the fuck out in the country. Not like the kind of country, but like the country where, like, there's not even like a McDonald's, but there's like a gas station, and that's where everybody goes for dinner, to rent movies. Like, it's one of those places. So they have like a little movie room where it's like VHSs, and they never have like, they always have new releases, but it's always like the knockoff movies. Mm-hmm. And so, like, we go there on Friday night and, like, oh, Bats, it's a new movie. And I remember watching it when I was a kid. I'm like, this movie's awesome. And I thought it was still pretty good for like a cheesy horror movie. The movie is
little
about
plastic bats all over the place.
Leland, the villain from Daredevil, has created genetic mutant bats that are, they're like super smart, but super vicious as well. They're like super aggressive, and when they fight other bats, they become super smart bats too that want to eat people. And the thing is, they don't really get that much bigger than regular bats, so the whole time I'm like, why don't they just shoot these fucking bats? Or like,
they're quick,
get a tennis racket or something.
It's like, yeah, there's like hundreds of thousands of them, it seems like, from like the CGI they do. It's like swarming out of the sky.
And I like how they try to cross over into Gremlins territory sometime. Like, when they're like attacking the city and it would like go to close face shots of the bats, and they'd be like,
this isn't the vampire movie where they blow up the house in like the first scene, is it?
No. This is Bats with Lou Diamond Phillips.
That clears it up.
What's the vampire movie?
I don't know.
Shit, they're in like the desert. They have to go to a house and blow it up because it's a vampire den.
Oh, vampires. No, it's vampires, which is a
they're bats at that point.
It's got what's his name? It's a John Carpenter film, and it's got, who's the high school named after in Family Guy? Peter Woods. It's Peter Woods, right?
No,
Peter. Woods.
James Woods.
James Woods. Woods, yeah. So James Woods is like this badass. Have you guys ever seen this movie?
No.
Uh-huh.
All right, next week. It's good. It's John Carpenter. It's pretty much the, you know, John Carpenter's like badass like man versus, you know, so, you know, you have badass man versus aliens out in the Arctic. You have badass man versus Chinese people. Big Trouble in China. Yep. Well, this is badass man versus the vampires. It's pretty great.
Came here to chew gum and kick ass, and I'm all out of gum.
Yes. But so bats, these like genetic bats get loose and they're like ravaging this small town, and Lou Diamond Phillips with the worst southern accent ever is the town sheriff, and him and this what's a bat scientist called? Like a batiologist?
They had an argument about that in the movie, and I can't remember what she said.
Yeah, so she studies bats, and evidently you need somebody that has studied bats to blow them up. So they get her and her gay black friend to come and help them decide how to blow the bats up.
Right.
Well, they kind of use her expertise a little bit, like they're tracking like bat migration patterns and stuff like that. So they kind of, but then it turns out that they were in a mine that wasn't on any map. That's why they overlooked them for so long. So, and I think that's like a big, pretty big. I mean, like the sheriff was with them the entire time and he knew about these caves, and he's like, "We discounted that area a long time ago." And he's like, "But there's a mine there." I'm like, thanks for bringing up that.
I think when you're looking for a giant number of man-eating bats, you go to the cave, like the bat cave first. Go to the cave.
Abandoned mine. Check Sounds out like the a cave. Great place to look for bats.
That's a level on Donkey Kong.
Is it? The bat cave?
Yeah. So
nice.
They figured out that these bats are coming out, and they were just attacking small animals, and now they're attacking humans. There's been like two or three deaths already. Oh, we skipped the best part. The movie opens up with the classic horror story intro.
Yeah, dude, banging his girlfriend.
Teenagers on Lover's Lane, making out.
Two girls at make-out point.
Two girls.
Two people at...
We all know how classic that is.
Danny got that mixed up with the other movie you watched.
two people at make-out point having like a weird little argument. Apparently, like, I don't know. I couldn't really get much from
it. I think
it.
He wanted to bang her, probably.
Yeah,
I
just but it seemed like he wanted to bang someone else, too, because she was talking about, like,
classic
that's just
teenage
what
argument.
She said you would say to me. And then he, like, hears a noise, and so he gets out of the car to check it out or whatever, and that's when they both get attacked by bats and get, like, ripped to pieces.
It's pretty much shot for shot The Lost Boys opening, which maybe that was meta. Maybe he intended to do that.
Wait, who directed this?
I don't know.
Oh.
So there had been like a couple of human casualties, like maybe like three people. And then so they like warn all the people in town, tell them not to come out at night. And then they're setting up traps. They just set up like
bat traps, like cages. Like what you would catch like a possum in.
Yeah, they just hang up
they just
like
put
fly
up
sticky
nets.
Paper.
No, they literally like, these nets will stop all these bats from escaping. And then
like there's thousands of bats, but we'll put up enough nets to catch three.
Yeah, the nets don't do shit against the bats.
What happens when the bats bite the humans?
Nothing. They just
die. Yeah. Their disease is only passed to other bats, which
they
make
don't
them crazy
turn
bats.
Into giant
bats.
No, but for some reason the bats always go like straight for the jugular, though, like, rip it out
because they're vampire bats.
Yeah. They're so smart. But the nets don't do anything, and if for some reason they're still out, like, talking on the creek bed at, like, 7:30 at night, and the sun goes down, and all the bats immediately come out and attack them, and they hide in their car, and then the bats are like, well, fuck it then, we're just gonna go somewhere else.
I do like that one part where they're hiding in the car and the bats have like swarm the car.
Yeah.
And the other deputy like pulls up and rolls down his window and like cocks his gun.
Like what is
and then like all the bats like turn their head like,
and look at there's like look, they all have like little glowing green eyes.
Yeah, that's so, one of the mini gremlin moments in the movie.
And then he's like, oh, and he just rolls his window back up. And then all the bats are like, well, fuck it. And they just like fly away. And then they drive into town and no one is in their home. It's like a normal night. Everybody is like partying and stuff. And there's like,
to be fair, if somebody was like, don't go out at night, there's giant killer bats on the loose. I'd be like, okay.
If the sheriff's department, if the police
are. Have you ever met the police in a small town, Danny?
Have you ever met James, really?
I feel like the small town would make me trust them more.
Fair enough.
I mean, it'd be like, because it's like the sheriff and his two deputies or whatever. I probably grew up with them and were something like
that.
The
movie trope, though, is that in the small town, the police find out and they tell everybody and everybody doesn't pay attention. And then people start to die and then they pay attention.
They're like, I thought, why are all these people out? I thought you told everyone about the killer bats. And he's like, these people are Texans. They think they know everything. And of course,
valid point.
The bats descend on town and rip several dozen people to shreds, from what I remember. And then the army gets called in.
And they're like, we are going to bomb it. And they're like, no, don't bomb it. We're going to go in, with a giant air conditioner and freeze the bats. And they're like, we're going to do it anyway, but you've got 12 hours to do it.
It's even worse than that. They had the plan for the giant air conditioner, and they're like, okay, we'll freeze these bats. And then this soldier's like, sir, shouldn't we be doing this during the day? And he's like, no, we're doing it tonight.
I got something to do tomorrow. My stories are on. I don't want to miss children's
they're
hospital.
They're just bats.
Yeah, I wasn't clear
what's
on why
he... What's the worst that could happen? I don't know. He's like, we were the ones that... He's like... You don't think I know what these bats are? I helped create these bats.
Yeah.
And then he's like, so we're doing it tonight. And they lower it in. And of course, the bats are like, what the fuck? And they just come out and just kill a whole army unit that's basically there. And they're like, so then the little bat scientist and her black friend and the sheriff find the giant air conditioner.
No. You got to back up. First, after all that, for some reason, they call the people on their army walkie-talkie and they like drop off like, super Kevlar spacesuits for them to wear. Yeah. Like, why weren't they all wearing those suits in the first place?
Yeah, the whole army should have been dressed in those.
Yeah, they seem to hold up pretty well.
There's some awesome suits, though. Like, for 12-year-old me, I would have loved that shit.
Yeah, the entire city has been evacuated, and they're calling in an airstrike in 11 hours since the air conditioning plan failed. Meanwhile, these four people have decided to stay behind because they know the airstrike won't work. And so they hole up in the police office by, like, nailing boards over the windows.
Classic zombie defense.
Yeah. It was pretty well thought out because they had all the metal cages across, the metal, like, chicken wire, and they electrified it.
which apparently wouldn't work, like, if you just hooked up car batteries to the thing.
It was a generator. It was a generator.
Generates an electric current?
Get an electric current started, it'll stay started.
I don't think it would have worked the way it's set up. I think it would have just started a fire.
Well, I don't doubt it would do that.
Problem
too,
solved.
But
there's also giant eating bats.
Yeah, but apparently it didn't seem like it affected them very much. They kind of just like and it's like flew away afterwards, but not before the mad scientist who promised to help them stop the bats betrayed them and revealed that he had let the bats escape from his lab on purpose because they were destined to be free. And
were his children.
They were his children, and he could control them. And so he goes outside, and he's like, come to me, my pets. And there's like the two prime bats, and they're just like, argh! And just kill him immediately. And he's like, oh, shit, that didn't work out.
I like that everything, like the whole movie is just a series of minor annoyances for the bats until they just decide to blow them up. Like, they just keep annoying the bats, deterring them. Like, fuck this, let's go away. They rolled up the windows. Fuck it.
Eventually, the bat scientists and the sheriff go down with these super Kevlar suits.
They look like the spacesuits from the first Alien.
Yeah, well, they're like obviously airtight because they're like walking through like waist deep bat guano, and they don't seem to be complaining about it too much.
Yeah. They've got bigger problems.
Yeah, it's like waist deep too. And he's like, "Am I really standing up to my waist in bat shit?"
Yes.
But they go into the cave and they turn on the air conditioner, and all the bats wake up and fly out
really
of the
cold.
Cave. It's like it was like so dumb. They're like. The air conditioner doesn't seem to work at all because the bats chase them out of the cave.
It's from this giant, huge, noisy-ass air conditioner.
But then they blow the entrance. They blow up the entrances, so they're sealed in there with a giant air conditioner.
But at the end, one bat lives, and then they run it over.
Yeah. That was the best part. Like, they're like, oh, thank God, they're all dead. And then like you see like a little like stirring in the dirt, and then like a little bat head pops up. And he's like, and it zooms in on him, and it's like, dun, dun, dun. It's playing all the scary movie, and then like a car just passes by and just runs right over. It's like, whew, crisis averted.
Yep.
Kind of sad I passed up on this movie.
That sounds pretty awesome, huh?
Yeah, we pick the best movies all the time.
I like to think, though, that like, you know, 2 Mondays ago, Lou Diamond Phillips was like checking his bank account, and he's like, like, where did this $6 come from? Holy shit, two people rented bats? Google Play? Well, I wonder if he treated himself, man.
Yeah.
A little ice cream sundae would go a long way.
Yeah.
Called his agent, pitched the bats too.
Yeah, I mean, the bats is hot right now.
It's making a comeback.
Oh, man, if I had unlimited money, I would have a movie that starred Lou Diamond Phillips and Adrian Paul. It would probably just be a Highlander movie. But still, it would be amazing.
Apparently, it, like, holds the record for, like, the quickest shoot ever. Like, they shot it in like 3 months, like shot it, edited it, and had it ready to go in like 3 months.
I could see about an hour's worth of actual acting going into that movie.
They had the trailer out in theaters before they'd even started filming.
That's awesome. It didn't come to theaters, did it?
Yeah, it was in theaters.
It was like a straight to video.
Danbury Dollar Saver.
Oh.
No, that was a totally theatrical trailer.
That's a fun fact, though.
Yeah. Either that or IMDb is lying to me.
Awesome. You guys know what the highest grossing film of all time was? Unless my facts are outdated.
Titanic.
I thought it was
Avatar.
Avatar.
At one point, it was Blair Witch Project, just because it took no money to make that movie, and yet everyone saw it in the theater.
No, I didn't. Don't you mean like highest grossing, but like highest profit?
Yeah. Oh, that's what I meant. Yeah. Sorry.
Yeah, based off like production cost versus, because it made like 2,000% back.
Yeah, I think it cost like a couple, like
it cost under 10 grand.
I think. Yeah, it was like under 10 grand to make the entire movie, and it like returned millions and millions.
Yeah, it made
of
like
dollars.
$90 million.
Yeah. So I was like, pure profit.
Yeah, this was in theaters. It actually did really well. It made a bunch of money back.
What?
Yeah.
When?
Well, what year was it?
It had like a final budget of $5.25 million, and it went on to make $30 million worldwide.
This was not a 2000 film.
No, it was 1992 or something, right?
Okay. No.
1999.
No, a year away from 2000, yes.
Wait, what?
1999.
Yeah.
Came out like, the same year as Star Wars The Phantom Menace.
That's the worst 1999 film I've ever seen.
99? Really?
Yeah, I'm actually really surprised to see that was 1999.
What is, has Lou Diamond Phillips done anything? Or do you think he just sits at home and watches La Bamba on repeat? He got like nominated for like a daytime Emmy or something for that. Like best TV movie, man.
He's in the show my wife really likes, Longmire.
No, I've never watched it, but I've seen it as I pass by it on Netflix. Yeah. Like, that show looks dumb.
It's not horrible, but yeah.
He was in Stargate SG-1.
Oh, really? Right. What did he do in that?
He was like a military guy.
I feel like I've seen him in a couple other things. I can't remember now, though.
Lots of like movies where you're like, who's that guy? Oh, yeah. Young Guns. Young Guns 2. Chavez.
Probably what I'm thinking of since I've seen him recently.
Take the old Mexico Road. Nice. So, what's going on, video game news, guys?
Well, what did you guys play this week? Played Destiny?
I played Destiny.
Yeah, just Destiny. I had a pretty exciting couple of weeks, though.
Yeah, Danny got some good shit in Destiny. You got two Galahorns. I've yet to get one.
Yeah, with like the two most sought-after guns in the entire game are the Galahorn and the Icebreaker. So me and James are playing together, and he pulls like an Icebreaker out. I'm like, oh, god damn you. And he's like, yeah, I got an Icebreaker. And I'm like, well, you know, they say, James, first to get an Icebreaker, last to get a galley. And then we're in the same freaking day, we're playing a different dungeon, and I pull a galley, a Galahorn out of a treasure chest, and he's like,
I don't necessarily like the Galahorn, but what makes it so good is that like people refuse to do certain like activities in Destiny unless you have one.
Yeah,
like, you don't have a Galahorn, I don't want to do this with you.
Yeah, it's probably it's probably the most efficient rocket launcher in the game, but only, I don't know, not by a huge margin in my opinion, but just because it's the best thing you can have. It's like, we need three of them on our team if we're going to take this boss down.
Yeah.
So like, you don't have a galley, we're looking for someone.
What I do understand about it is like the tracking rockets, and that breaks up into smaller rockets. So there's a large margin of error there. So like, if you've never played a game with somebody before, you at least know that their gun will be able to do what they can. Like if they can't aim.
That's true.
So I guess if you're playing like children and they have like this gun, you're like, okay, it's idiot proof.
Where does punching the wall come into play in important parts?
Oh yeah.
And Allie watched us run. So Crota on hard mode is pretty hard. And there's a part where you have to kill Crota, who's the raid boss, and there's dudes in two towers beside him, and they shoot giant bombs that kill you in one hit. So somebody has to draw aggro away from the guy that goes to kill Crota with a sword. And evidently the best way to do that is to jump up behind the tower and repeatedly melee the wall, because it generates a bunch of aggro.
Yeah.
So Allie is sitting there and she's like, what are you doing? Because for 20 minutes I did click, 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 and just sit there and punch the wall for 20 minutes. Actually, and you don't get to see anything else. You have to stare at the wall.
Oh, no.
And I was like, ah, it's good thing we beat Crodon hard.
It's not necessarily
punched a wall for 20
minutes. It's not necessarily
minutes.
The best way. The strategy that most people employ is there's a class called Titan that can put up a big defensive bubble. So you just stand in front of him, put up a bubble, and go like, attack me. And then that way you can stand on the other opposite
you
side
of
the bubble.
You can watch other people have fun, yeah. At least. At this point, you can't even watch people have fun.
But since we didn't have a Titan, someone had to go... Someone had to go hit the wall, and James didn't have a galley, so...
Yeah. Like, you don't have a galley horn, so... All right. Well, that was fun. So we played Destiny. I got a new 3DS. The new 3DS. Not a new 3DS, but a new 3DS.
The
XL. New. Yeah.
I keep getting tricked by deals online. They'll be like, get a 3DS for like $150. I'm like, oh, like a new 3DS? And
they're like, yeah, it's brand new. Brand new old 3DS.
Yeah,
it's
and
a new
old I like go to look at it. I'm like, I think this is an old. It's a new old 3DS for $150.
But it's really good. The actual like piece of equipment feels really nice in your hands. They fixed where the hinge doesn't flop at all, which is really nice. The front facing cartridge is really cool. It's got like a smooth sheen on the system that feels good in the hands. I got the red one because I wanted a little color because the inside is red as well, not just the outside, which I thought was really cool. Hardware wise, tried out a couple games. Like it loads up significantly faster than the regular 3DS. So
as a 3D.
The 3D is actually really, really good. You lock it in at the beginning, like you calibrate it to like how far you hold the... Because that's one thing, the original 3DS doesn't care how far you hold it. It's only going to work if it's like right here. Yeah. So you can calibrate it to how far. So I put it out here because that's about how far I like to play. And if I move it out of that range, it doesn't really work as well. But as long as I keep it there, I can come over here. Or if I decide like I want to take my glasses off and play it up here, I can recalibrate it. But the 3D... I actually leave it on, which I never did with the other 3DS. So yeah. The 3D is, I would give the original 3D a C and this like an A plus.
So, okay.
It just hurts my A+. Eyes when I use the 3D on my regular.
It hurt my eyes and it gave me a headache, but I don't get that from this.
Nice.
It is pretty
good. Like it wouldn't give me a headache if I just like sat perfectly still and like held it where you're supposed to hold it. But the minute you start moving around, it starts fucking with your head.
I kind of like, I want to play more games that are built towards the system because Xenoblade, having it built towards the system really pushes the system. It's a really beautiful game. So I want to see, I would like to have more games built for it, see what they can do with it, really push it.
You didn't think they're going to put out anymore?
I think so. I mean, I think that was the plan. Okay. I don't know. I haven't really looked at the release. I figure
we'll hear some more shit at E3 probably. Yeah.
I don't know if anyone's noticed yet, any of our listeners, but we are doing this podcast sans Ishmael right now.
No,
this is him.
It's some bullshit. Like
apparently,
what was this bullshit?
Apparently.
He passed out after work.
Yeah.
Slept till like 9:40.
But then his brother stole his car.
Apparently
asleep.
Somehow his brother has the ability to take his car without him, without any checks or balances on his own.
I don't have a brother, but if my brother just
if I woke
my
up
car,
and my car was gone, yeah.
I would be mad.
Like I don't know.
I wouldn't have a brother anymore.
Does he have like a spare? I don't know what Ish does. Did he give him like a spare set of his keys or did he give him a set of his house keys and go like, you know what, man, if you ever need a car, just come over when I'm sleeping and steal it from me.
What else does he do while you're asleep, Ish? That's what I need to do, man.
Yeah.
What else? I mean,
he could be doing anything with whatever.
Taking all kind of advantages of everything.
Whatever kind of access you've given him to your possessions.
He just hotwired the car. He doesn't know if it's his brother or not.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Maybe his brother just knows how to hotwire cars, but he just comes out if his car is gone. He's like, God damn, brother.
Again.
Yeah. So Ish won't be here. He's playing Destiny or something.
Yeah.
It's good. I guess he said he got a mic.
Yeah, exciting news.
Time.
It only took him a month and a half to do it with us bugging him like every 3 days.
This is how when the three of us play Destiny is me and Danny yell at Ish like, Ish, if you're ready to do this thing, teabag up and down right now. Sit down when you're ready to leave the tower. We'll know that you're ready to leave.
And he's like, wave for yes. Point for no.
Dance.
Because there's only like, there's like four emojis you can do on the D-pad. It's like wave, point, dance, and sit.
Salute. Salute, man.
So we would just have to, he would just have to answer questions by emojiing.
Yeah. So it's very frustrating. But now he's got a mic so we can all talk. It'd be great. tomorrow. It's pretty big because tomorrow House of Wolves is launched, which is the second Destiny DLC. So Danny, I believe, is taking the day off from work.
Yep.
I will also be taking the day off of work.
Yeah.
And we are going to House of Wolves all day. That'd be great. You could join us on your PS.
I wish I could.
But we've been playing that. I've been playing new 3DS. Allie, what have you been playing?
Well, I finished New Super Mario Brothers 2. Is mm-hmm. that the one I did? And I got all the coins. I was really excited. So I've been playing Donkey Kong.
Donkey Kong Country Returns 3D.
That's a long name. Oh. It's really hard. It's a platformer like Super Mario Brothers is, but it's you don't have, like, what is it, the Tanuki suit? Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
You don't have that to save you most of the time. Diddy Kong lets you fly, but...
So in New Super Mario, like, if you keep dying a bunch, it gives you the golden Tanuki suit, so you can at least, like, get through the level and go on and play the next level in Donkey Kong.
Well, there's a super guide in Donkey Kong, but it doesn't let you keep anything that super guide Donkey Kong gets. So you have to collect the K-O-N-G letters, and you have to collect puzzle pieces. And if the white Donkey Kong gets it, you can't keep them, so you have to go back and get them.
That's because
there's a white Donkey Kong.
Yeah,
that's a super guy.
Evidently, he doesn't steal things; he returns them after he's done with them.
No, that's a super guy. It's like it plays through for you, so you can't play it like the golden Tanuki suit would let you play. It just plays through and shows you pretty much what you see on the preview for a game.
Is it fun? Do you like it more than Super Mario? Or
I don't know. Super Mario is really special to me. It's the only special game I would play for the first 25 years of my life. So, I don't know. I think it's good. I just get frustrated more easily because it's a new game.
I think the Donkey Kong series, like, for at least the platformers, have a, like... I think they're meant to be a step up for Mario. They're meant to be a little bit harder, generally, aren't they?
Right, yeah. I mean,
I heard Tropical Freeze is, like, really, really hard.
Oh, so. The only other game that I have played is when Cordelia would make me play Little Big Planet.
Okay.
So I know how to play that one a little bit.
That's easy to play, though.
Yeah.
Sort of.
Not by her rules.
What's her rules?
She was only creating, and if I couldn't create, I was in trouble.
Get the fuck off my system if you're not going to build anything.
It was hard.
If you're not going to contribute, get the fuck out, Allie.
Yeah, but the new Donkey Kong's really pretty. It's very visually appealing.
It looked good, the screenshots I saw.
Yeah.
Probably looks great on that new 3DS.
No, it doesn't. It's the same exact
probably
system.
Probably looks way better.
James acts like he wanted
a lot more fun. You get to do so much.
He acts like he wanted to get the new 3DS because he wanted the new game. He just wanted the 3DS back.
Maybe. Who knows?
I still stick with it. It's his own fault for giving it to me.
It's true. I gave her the crack.
She's like a vampire. You invited her.
Yeah, invite her into my 3DS.
But now, get now the fuck away. Coming home from work at 1 and up to like 6 in the morning and not knowing that I'm just playing Donkey Kong for 5 hours.
She had her first gamer moment when she came home from work and she's like, I'm going to play some Donkey Kong. I'm like, all right. And then I'm like, we really need to go to bed. And you're like, what time is it? I'm like, 6 a.m. You're like, I've been playing video games till 6 a.m. I was like,
yeah, you know how we feel all the
welcome
time.
Welcome to my life.
It's awful. It's now my...
Awfully fun.
Yeah, now going to bed before 4 a.m. seems like a waste of my gaming situation.
Yeah, you have right. to stay up so you can game more. You
that's why I go to bed at 2 a.m.
And if you go to bed on time, you just feel shitty the next day because you like didn't play any video games.
Man, I wish I'd
well, it doesn't matter what time I go to bed. He wakes up individually. So even if I went to bed on time and woke up early, I'm still tiptoeing around the house like, I can't wake him up. He was up so late.
What have you been playing, Danny?
That's you know it. Exactly what I've been
playing. I don't know if you tried anything new.
I know exactly what you've been playing, Danny.
I played... I tried playing a couple of new things. I did Shadowrun or whatever one game is.
Yeah, I played that too.
Shadowrun Returns. I have it on my computer. I literally played one mission on it.
Me too.
You guys didn't like it?
No, I didn't.
I did.
It's not that I didn't like it. I just... It was like a couple of days ago, and I'm like, I've been playing way too much Destiny. I need to get into a different game. And I played one mission on that, and I'm like, I don't know if this is the game I want to give up Destiny to play.
That's why I... Hold on. I'm playing Destiny starting at 1 o'clock tomorrow until like 8.
On it.
But yeah, I mean, I have games that I could be playing instead of Destiny, but I feel like Destiny's got like another month before it's like dull as. Well, I mean, but the new what's the only thing that's really well, the new content comes out tomorrow. It's the only thing that's kept me going this far is I'm like, I just need to play for another week, and there will be all kinds of new stuff to do.
I think by the time we got to level 32. Like, I don't really need to, like, I could get on and play, like, maybe once a week and do, like, the raid and see if I could get a drop. But now that there's new stuff.
Yeah.
So much new stuff.
So I think, like, the new stuff might keep me interested for another 2, 3, even 4 weeks if I'm lucky. But then after that, I'll be looking for something else to play, so.
Are you just holding out till E3 when Crash Bandicoot comes back?
I was okay with Crash Bandicoot. I didn't think it was the greatest game ever, though, to be honest. I like that little, like, Jumanji mask that followed you around,
Dookie dookie.
I actually was like, man, I should go get Witcher 3 tonight. But I was like, I'm just going to play Destiny tomorrow.
Fuck, what is that? Now I'm thinking of Mumbo Jumbo from Banjo-Kazooie. What is the name of that Banjo-Kazooie revival game that they're making?
Ukulele?
They're funding on? Yeah, Ukulele. If you haven't seen it yet, it's like exactly the same as Banjo-Kazooie, except you're an iguana with a bat on your back instead of a...
And her name's Yuka, Y-U-K-A, and then dash Lele.
Yeah.
So it's Ukulele.
Yeah, Ukulele, Banjo-Kazooie. And then it's... I expect it's going to be basically the same game.
I feel like a lot of hipster names are just being born.
Ukulele.
Ukulele.
Mumbo Jumbo.
Well, maybe that'll come out in like 10 years. I was thinking about Mighty No. 9 when I was looking. I was like, let's see what new 3DS games are coming out. And it's like slated December 31st, 2015. I'm like, okay, that'll come out this year. Never.
I have given up on Kickstarter games because I cannot wait 3 years for a game to come out ever.
I think Mighty No. 9 is pushing 4 now.
Yeah. It's just ridiculous the amount of time it takes.
I just think, I mean, it's probably about that much time for that size of a team, even in regular like development, but,
but the problem is
you see it from the very beginning.
Yeah, paying
concept.
For it. Yeah, it's, the problem is like you see it at the beginning and then you pay for it when it comes out, or you pay for it and have to wait. Like,
yeah, I mean, like I've just gotten to the point that I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to buy the game when it actually comes out because it's just horrible. Going, I've spent $60 on a game, and it's not even it. Like they always. They always bullshit you to like come out October 20th this year. I'm like, that's only like 6 months away. I can fund this, and then 3 years later,
that's ridiculous.
Or they like put it out like Wasteland 2, but they put out like half the game and then add in DLC later, which is great. So, but whatever.
But yeah, what'd you think of Shadowrun?
Oh, I think it was fine. I mean, I only did like the starter mission. I got to the part where you're in the morgue investigating your friend's body and the detective comes up. And that's when I just saved it and left. I think I had something to do. Like I had to go somewhere and do a chore, start working again. I can't remember.
Yeah, I played it on my phone, which was a mistake. It's too small.
Yeah, it does really well on the Nexus tablet.
Yeah, I need to, if I can ever really get that away from my wife, I will play it on that.
Steal it.
But yeah.
Distract her with bats.
It took me like 5 minutes to find the video phone. You know how the video phone rings in the beginning?
Yeah, it's about perfect size for a tablet.
Yeah. Was that all you played?
I can't think of anything else.
What did you play, Matt?
I played this game called Om Nom Galaxy with Cordelia. It's kind of like a side-scrolling Terraria kind of Minecraft, but it's based on like building efficient factories. The concept is like soup is like super, super popular in the galaxy, and like you like go to all these different worlds and like turn the life forms there into soup.
God. Yeah. It was cute for a minute.
Yeah, it's still pretty cute, but you got to like build your factory and like
make it grind the organisms into soup.
Right,
it's delicious. Meanwhile, country is going to be great.
But all the organisms are like mean. They'll like attack you and shit. So like,
is it because you're turning them into soup?
Yeah, they probably know you're there to turn them into soup.
Are they sentient? Do they talk to you? Like, why are you turning us into soup?
No, it's not, it just doesn't get that fucked up.
You get like crying like the children are watching you turn their parents into soup.
And they're basically just like anthropomorphized food anyway. Like there's tomatoes that are like these tomato looking creatures. And
that's not so bad. Yeah,
there's these giant sausages.
That's probably how Attack of the Killer Tomatoes starts.
Yeah. We were the aggressors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's actually a lot of fun. I spent a little bunch of time playing that. I bought Don't Starve and I played that for like 3 minutes.
I've played that like months and months ago. And it seemed like a really fun game when I was playing it. But like an hour, I was playing it on a friend's computer, like an hour or two into it, you know, I'm like, you know what? I could keep building things, but I think I've gotten what I needed from this game.
Exactly.
I mean, like, I've not starved for 2 hours. I don't know if I could keep this up forever. I probably could, but it's just be at some point you're like, oh.
They probably added a bunch of shit to it since you played it.
Yeah,
they,
probably.
They have like this Giants edition that came with what I bought, and there's all these like giant creatures.
Yeah, I like how he'll like talk in word bubbles, like so you know what he's saying, but he sounds like the parents from the Peanuts Gallery.
And afford those sweet words.
Exactly.
But what I spent most of my time playing was Final Fantasy, the War of the Lions. Final Fantasy Tactics, War of the Lions.
Ooh.
Great game. Are you playing the PSP?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's so good.
It's one of the games, like, Square Enix makes these amazing games, and they're like, we will never make a sequel with anything for it.
Let's just make Final Fantasy Tactics Advanced.
Let's make Final Fantasy VIII.
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually like a remake of the original Final Fantasy Tactics, but it's been so long since I played it, I don't remember anything about it. So
great.
It's like a whole new game to me.
God, there's like two super aggravating missions. How far have you gotten into it? Have you gotten to the twist yet?
I'm in like chapter 3.
So that's a no. Never mind. I won't spoil any of the game for you.
The one thing I remember about the game is that your main character has a squire class.
Yeah.
And that is like probably one of the most broken classes in the entire game. Because there's some combination I used to always do with squire and monk. Where squire has some ability where they like power up their speed or something like that.
Oh yeah, there's a charge like yeah.
And then so you like up your speed over and over and over again. And then monks have some ability that like I think that does damage based on your speed. So I had a boss. You have to you fight the Gemini basically, or is it Gemini? Do they all have Gemini symbols? I can't remember. But there's like a ram boss that you have to fight, and it's just you solo against the ram boss, and that's the only way I found to beat it, is just, or at least where I was.
I found it got really broken for me because I did like Dark Knight, and then I made a ninja that used like the Dark Knight like powers or whatever, and it was really like as a ninja, it was like almost impossible to hit, so they couldn't hit me, but you'd do a lot of damage back.
Yeah, the way you can like learn abilities from like two or three different classes and then them all use more than one of them at the same time. It has a lot of unique combinations.
Squire's really good early though too, because you can use items, which is a big deal.
Chemists use items, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but squires
can use them as well. So it gives you like an ability, like because you have decent offense, so you can use offense and you can use items to resurrect people, potions and shit.
Yeah, that's a game I revisit every once in a while. I have my original PlayStation copy of it still.
The music in that game is awesome.
Yeah.
It is.
Great.
Story's pretty good, too. It's kind of Game of Thrones-y.
It's a retelling of War of the Roses, which is what Game of Thrones is retelling of. So
I remember when I saw, when you get like the gunslinger on your team, I was like, holy shit, this guy has how much range? You could like hit anyone on the board, basically.
The gun.
I remember that. Yeah.
It was just like a big awakening moment.
The whole board fills with the prey.
Because even like bow and arrows, you're like, maybe you're like 10 squares away or something like that.
Yeah, archers seem pretty underpowered.
I tried to play through Final Fantasy Tactics Advance 2 on DS, on my 3DS recently, and I got like halfway through, and it was just, the story sucked. So
I managed to play all the way through Final Fantasy Advance Tactics, the first one, but it's because if you just ignore all the side quests, there's only like 10 or 20 story missions in the entire game or something like that.
I really like the level design in it too. There's lots of really cool levels. Like there's one where there's like a windmill and like the shit's like turning, and there's like all these bridges. You can go under the bridges and don't know. It looks great. Good, and it's fun to fight in those areas. Also,
yeah, it was awesome. It was a great game, especially for its time.
And they were like, "This game was really good. Let us make some really shitty sequels for the Game Boy."
Yeah, so that's it for me.
Ooh, cool.
Guys, want to talk about news?
Let's talk about news.
Got a shit ton of news.
Yeah,
news it up. Hit me with the first news article.
I've got stuff to add in for this.
Oh, really?
What's your news?
Oh, no, I just said I could comment on this stuff.
Oh, okay.
I can be productive.
It's video game news, not like world news.
I'll still try.
Xbox One is the best-selling console in April 2015.
I am so sick of these sales stats. Yeah, wasn't there just like another
PlayStation's the best selling?
Yeah, there was an article like 2 weeks ago how PlayStation was a better selling console than Xbox One.
But that was for March. This is for April.
God, this is so dumb. I mean, they've both been out for over a year. They're just gonna keep going back and forth. It's not like
well, there's gonna be good months for some, good months for the others.
Eventually, one's probably gonna pull ahead. That's usually the way it goes.
In monthly sales, eventually everyone's gonna have one.
I don't know. We'll see. Symphony of the Night producer's new 2.5D platformer was funded in under 4 hours on Kickstarter.
Yeah.
I look forward to playing that in 8 years.
I do. What is 2.5? Is it like Paper Mario style or something? It's like a side scroller, but you can kind of get out of the side scrolling.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, it's all 3D models, but it's like, you know, the camera's fixed on a 2D plane. So.
I see. Okay, that makes more sense.
But, you know, occasionally they'll swing the camera around and like let you see different shit. Nintendo's new console, the NX, it's not going to be a replacement for the Wii or 3DS.
And we're not going to hear anything else about it until 2016.
They'll probably drop hints here and there about what.
Not according to them. What they've said, from what they said right now, they're like, we're not going to talk about it until 2016.
Yeah, but I think even after that, like more shit has come out about it. Like
from Nintendo?
From Nintendo, yeah.
Well. We're just fucking liars then. Well, that's nothing new. I mean, when was Legend of Zelda game supposed to come out? Now that it's TBD.
Mm. We'll talk about it because we're going to announce it with our new system.
For instance, they let slip that their new membership system is going to go be like a multi-system service. So
it'll be usable.
I know. Imagine that.
Is Nintendo like catching up with every other competitor or something?
Welcome to 2005.
Yeah, you can log into all your devices with one ID. I hope they patent that.
Just like you could do with the PlayStation 3 and the PSP like 10 years ago.
The E3 2015 press conference schedule came out.
I didn't look at it.
Crash Bandicoot.
Oh, we're not going to be there, right?
No.
We applied to be a media release for.
I'm not even applying. I'm not even applying this time.
It's not even like a fee or anything. What else are you doing at work, Matt? What else are you doing at work?
Let's get Ishta.
A lot right now.
Let's get Ishta.
Yeah, we'll get Ishta to send us
PR.
It's true. If we apply, we might get in. Who knows?
I'm sure there's not a stringent overview of our.
I still think there's a way to game the amount of downloads and shit.
Yeah. Just have Allie just download our stuff all day.
10,000 times.
Don't give me that option.
Another guy from like Tiny Cartridge, like, we're going to E3. I'm like, you don't have 50,000 downloads. Whatever.
Was he paying to go or is he like, no, we can pay to go.
They got like a media pass.
They have a media pass. Yeah. So how'd they get a media pass?
They applied for it.
We applied for it.
I think they have more downloads than us.
I'm pretty sure they do.
We applied for it last year, though. We should apply for it this year.
Yeah.
Write a strongly worded letter.
I think that's what James, didn't you write a letter last time, James? Oh, I thought you didn't.
So. I could. I'll write a letter. It would mostly be begging.
The application process is so annoying, too.
Yeah, you have to, like, get a PDF of your ID. And
yeah. I'll have to go through and make sure your names are in each and every episode.
Whatevs.
So, anyway, I'm not worried about it.
I'm not going, huh?
It's, like, 2 weeks after I get back from Disney, anyway. So
our names aren't in this episode.
Well, they're not your whole name. Like, I had to go with, like, this episode has Danny Habes.
Oh, okay. You mean the description.
Oh, shit. You just said Danny's last name.
I thought you meant
internet stalkers. Be prepared, Danny.
I don't know. If anyone actually listens to this podcast on a regular basis, I'm pretty
sure.
This
is not helping our application for E3.
All of us have left our last names go at one point or another.
I don't think I ever have.
Does Tiny Cartridge have advertising?
It's Houston. Your last name is probably Houston.
James Houston. Yep.
James Houston. Dallas Houston.
All right, Big Texas.
That's my dog.
It's James Dallas Houston Oilers.
James Raul.
Yes. Yeehaw.
Woo. What else we got in the news?
But anyway, what I wanted to say about the press conferences is Bethesda's doing one this year.
Oh, yeah. Interesting. This might be your year. I'm not making the bet this year, though, because I'm pretty – after the stuff came out where the guy put his, on his LinkedIn profile that he did a Fallout 4 cinematic trailer.
Justin posted a story that Universal partnered with Barbasol for to make a Jurassic
Park. You just cut in the middle of the story we're talking about. But anyway, so evidently Guillermo del Toro's studio made a Fallout 4 cinematic trailer. And it's legit because they sent him cease and desist and asked him to take it off his LinkedIn profile.
Yeah, they wouldn't do that if it was fake, right?
That's not good. I mean, every game he's on gets canceled, right?
That's what I said. I was like, oh shit, this just in. Fallout 4 canceled. On the plus side, like Fallout 4, on the downside, cinematic trailer, I want some gameplay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It means it's probably like years out, like if they're just doing cinematic trailers.
2016, I bet. Fall. I'm calling it November because Skyrim came out in November. I think the Fallout 3 came out in November. So November 2016.
I bet that's what they like announce it as, and I bet it gets pushed like at least a year.
It's been in development since Skyrim, which was how long ago?
Jesus.
You lived here.
You lived here.
Yeah.
Like, was that like 2007? 2008?
No, it's after that. It was like 2010, 11, maybe 12 at the most.
No, it was 2010.
2010. Okay.
Yeah, so
I was about to say 2007 is like when
6 years
Oblivion came out.
That's pretty long, right?
When MySpace came out.
6 years.
So it wouldn't have been that long because Cordelia was in the crib, I remember, because I would go downstairs to play it after putting her in the crib.
It was 2010. I'm like 90% sure.
Well, maybe you played it when she was a baby, but
she's five.
Necessarily.
5 years ago.
Yeah, I guess that would have been. But she wasn't like a real little baby.
It was like 11 because you moved.
I
back
was here
in
when she was a pretty little baby, and she slept in her crib.
She slept in her crib until she got a big girl bed.
Yeah,
like a bunk bed.
Anyway, it's been a long time. But I hope 2016. If it's 2017, I'll just die. I'll just die. It's
2011 is when Skyrim came out.
It's just a big
blammo.
Tease. Just a big tease.
You'll just die.
Yeah. It's best not to think about it and get your hopes all built up.
Yep. Yeah.
Danny's not going to watch the trailer.
No, that's just what they want me to do.
Danny doesn't watch trailers.
Yeah.
So what else we got?
You watched the Bats trailer. In the Shadows trailer.
That's true. This is because it's already out. I don't watch trailers for stuff that isn't out yet.
The anticipation, he doesn't deal with it very well.
Do you want to rant about the Witcher 3 review on Polygon?
We can. I mean, Witcher 3 is coming out tomorrow, and there's been a lot of reviews, and they're all pretty stellar. And Polygon put up its Witcher 3 review, and it's about 6 paragraphs of like lauding the gameplay and how it's really good, and then it's about 6 paragraphs of how Witcher 3 is like super sexist and how it's toxic and blah 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 blah, and how it's like there's a scene where like a guy beats his wife for like a miscarriage, and then he's like, and you can like agree with it or whatever. And you know, like, it's a dark fantasy. Like, if you played any of the Witcher's games, like, there it's very like grounded in dark fantasy, so it's like Game of Thrones, so there's like women do not have the greatest life in Witcher fantasy land, and you know, that's just the setting of the game. And the guy goes on to just talk about it and how awful it is. And one thing that you have to realize is CD Projekt, in my opinion, is one of the best game studios out there for the industry. They're still putting out like AAA titles that are DRM free. They push back the Witcher significantly past the holiday season to put out a better product. They refused to make a version for Xbox 360 and PS3, which was both more expensive for them and cut their market by probably more than 50%. I'm sure more people own those consoles. But instead, they reviewed their game and then spent the entire second half of the article just talking about feminism and social issues, how it was just pretty much. It was pretty striking. I read the follow up article because after I read the Polygon review, I was like, "Holy shit, this is a crazy review!" And I had to go look up to see if anybody said anything about it. And while I agree with some of the stuff he said, I also think that he should just review the fucking game and then write an op-ed about the social issues that it represents inside the game instead of... They gave it an 8. After reading the review, you would think that it was the worst fucking game ever. It's a good game. They agree it's a good game. So don't, like... I feel like they're like, okay, this is the only... people don't want to read about how The Witcher is, you know... has a negative effect on women, so I'm going to hijack the review, which people are going to read, and interject my op-ed into it. I just thought it was shitty video game journalism.
I don't know. I mean, it obviously affected the way you felt about the game.
Right, I mean, but it was a good game, so it should. I think it took a positive.
You're asking him to be like completely objective in one area.
He could have wrote a paragraph, but half of the review. It's literally go count the paragraphs. It's half the review.
I didn't remember it being that much. I think maybe a quarter of the review. But
I read some of the responses.
And it is at the very end.
I liked some of the responses. The other article you posted, the guy, for the scene about you can agree with the guy that beat his wife or a miscarriage or whatever. He's like he didn't think it was an issue. They gave you a choice because what's the point of good choices if you're not allowed to make bad choices or something like that?
That's what I said.
Yeah, or that's what you said.
Yeah.
Okay. That must have been your response that I read.
These games,
I remember it's quite lengthy. Now,
we can either take video games and we can make them more, you know, morally objective and have more of a dilemma. I think when you present that in a game as an option, I think it accentuates it. Unlike Grand Theft Auto, where I think you don't have, there's not a choice. There's girls in bikinis that are sluts and hookers, but Witcher, I mean, you have a choice in how you deal with some of that stuff. I think, Witcher is,
I think it's better to have a choice. I definitely agree.
But down to its roots, I'm not going to defend Witcher's sexism. Cause there are some Witcher 1 and 2, you actually, for every girl you bang in Witcher 1, you get a trading card.
Yeah,
with them.
I remember that.
Yeah. But the fact is, I'm not going to defend that. Just if you're doing a review for a AAA title, I just felt like it was a shitty move against the studio to co-opt the entire more. I think there's at least half that review is just negative, honing in on this one thing when they gave it an 8.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just think they should separate. There would be 2 articles. I mean, look at Kotaku. That'd be 6 articles right there worth of stuff that you'd have to click on in one day.
Yeah. Kotaku totally would have broken it out just so they could have had more articles.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I know, I just feel like CD Projekt is one of the last good studios.
Oh yeah, no, I think they're great. I love CD Projekt, and I don't think just because they made a game that had may or may not have had misogynistic stuff in it that they're not good.
But and then you have to look at the setting. It's the setting. It's not like they made a superhero game and dressed all the female superheroes in bikinis. You know what I mean?
Female superheroes are generally kind of dressed.
No, and I think that's a problem with where superheroes are today. But I'm saying that it's what is going on, just like with Game of Thrones, is appropriate for the setting. Instead of changing the heart of the setting to make it, I don't know, PR friendly. You know what I mean? It's just a reality. Medieval Europe was probably a very shitty place to live as a woman.
Right, right.
And we could just, I think the game, shows it realistically, even though you can also have sex on a unicorn or, fight a giant dragon, which we're not in medieval Europe, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Didn't he also in the article talk about the fact that everyone's white or something like that?
Oh yeah, there was a bunch of stuff about race, which
it's a Polish game. It's supposed to be medieval Europe. I don't know. I didn't live in medieval Europe, but I feel like there was not a large portion of black people in medieval Europe.
No, they outlawed slavery hundreds of years before we did.
Right.
Yeah. It's not as big of a deal there.
The
diversity isn't as...
I don't have any stake in Gamergate or anything, and I don't actually even know what SJW means.
Social Justice Warrior.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I have no idea what that means. I just
it's
hate
something
that
really conservative people call people who are concerned about stuff feminism and racism.
I just hate that, 10 years ago we were talking about violence in video games, and now it just seems like the the big talking point every time that something game related comes out is
the discussion about violence came from like an external place. Like it came from like Jack Thompson and like Congress, like, yeah, you know, talking shit about video games. So this is more of an internal discussion. It's coming from developers and reviewers and stuff like that. So yeah. I don't know if you can really compare the two.
Yeah. Well, I think is it not being like, you see it more in mainstream media now though, right?
What? Like
the Gamergate shit.
Like pro Gamergate shit?
Yeah.
No, not really. No.
I only read Reddit. I feel like that's.
Yeah, like that's have like a that's like a different perspective from like mainstream news. Yeah, Reddit, I think.
As far as I understand, is like Gamergate Central. It's like where.
Yeah, I think based. Like I mean, if you're looking at mainstream media, like actual television news studios and stuff, they might have mentioned it at one point because it was an interesting topic for the day, but it's not like
I think Anita
a lingering thing on their mind.
Anita Sarkeesian was on The Daily Show, and she had to explain what Gamergate was like from the very beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it wasn't like she just went on there and like was like Gamergate and everybody knew what she was talking about.
That makes sense.
So anyway, I think the whole thing is kind of stupid and embarrassing, and I'm glad nobody in the outside world really knows about it.
Yeah. I would agree.
Until now.
Are there any transgender characters in The Witcher 3?
I don't know. Probably. I would think so. I mean, I know there's a gay dude.
It's every medieval game Europe.
Is having a gay dude not not progressive anymore? Is it now seen as like a tired like trope? Do you have to have a transsexual person now?
I don't know. I just...
No, I'm just being serious. Because like I remember things... when like Mass Effect first came out, everybody was like, you can be a gay person.
And, yeah. And then
and like, now you can, like, there's like the transgendered person in the new Dragon like the, Age. It was like, yeah.
And there's like the Overwatch? What is that? What is the Blizzard shooter game that's coming out?
Yeah, Overwatch.
Overwatch. They had that
Dikey Russian. Yeah. Is that a bad word now? Can I not say, I'm very behind on these things as far as like, is Dikey a negative word?
I mean, it depends on if you're using it like against them. Like,
well, no, it's like a lady.
She is a transgendered woman, a woman trapped, like a man trapped in a woman's body.
She looks like a little bit more feminine Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I've said dykey to gay women before and not like, gotten slapped for it or anything, so I think it's okay.
Would it be weird if they slapped you? Wouldn't that be like anti?
But you know what I mean. Like,
so typical of women.
They didn't like yell at me.
Slap you.
Yeah.
This is a good one for me to sit in on.
Yes.
There's this Disney show for little kids called Sophia the First, and the butler is like obviously like super gay, like really, really gay. Mm. But they don't like talk about it at all on the show. It's just weird. I don't know.
Is it weird that he's on a children's show being a pedophile and all? Because he's gay. And they're pedophiles.
All right, now you can't say dykey anymore.
God damn it.
Yeah.
What I guess what I like reading the Witcher like 3 review, and one thing that I just don't like is I don't consider myself sexist or that I come from a place of hate at all, and I'm very open, like socially liberal. It upsets me like when people try to restrict, you know, gay marriage, that kind of stuff, and I think equal pay, everything, equality. But then I read like these reviews and I'm like, I'm playing this game, I like this studio, he's making me feel like I'm an asshole. You know what I mean? It's just like making.
I don't think you should feel like you're an asshole just because you enjoy a game that has.
Yeah, well, has I'm stuff a massage. I feel like I'm supporting beating women up to have a miscarriage.
No, yeah.
Like, I just don't understand the toxicity. I think he's just trying
to call attention to the issues and like maybe say, hey, maybe this is something we should think about changing at some point.
Let's not make games where you can beat women to have a miscarriage. I don't know. I enjoy that part. Yeah, boring. Exactly. I don't want to play that game.
Or I mean,
I want dark in my dark fantasy.
I don't know. Or maybe like talk about it. See if that's like an actual okay thing to do. I don't know. I'm not a girl.
If that's really the point, like that he's trying to make, that you can't, that the problem is that he's beating up a woman to have a miscarriage. It's not a two-way issue. It's you can't beat up a man to have a miscarriage. So it's not it's not a feminism issue. It's just what happened in medieval Poland, I guess. Medieval Poland or Europe?
Well, and as a character, like the character isn't the probably person Poland. That's beating up. I think from what I've read and described, you encounter a dude and he's telling you the story.
And you can and either high-five sure, him or say, hey, dude, that was rude.
Yeah. I think you can either, he said, like, you can choose to, like, nod in agreement, or I'm pretty sure you could just, like, I mean, beat him and have him miscarriage his intestines.
Like, if you met that guy on the street and he was telling you, you'd probably be like, All right, I'm going to walk away from you because you're freaking me out.
Sounds good, dude.
Yeah, I nod and just walk away.
I might call someone.
I think that's stupid.
Yeah, don't call anyone, man.
Yeah, really.
This is America. If you want to beat somebody instead of going to get an abortion, you get that choice.
Yeah.
I don't. I think it's technically illegal to to beat someone.
Yeah. I mean, what's really legal?
I keep thinking of this Family Guy joke where they talk about Horton hears domestic violence. And it's like Horton from Horton the Who's sitting in an apartment. And he can hear like the guy beating his wife in the next room. And he's like just sitting there. He's like, I'm sure there's two sides to this story.
Does the same guy have a problem with the Grand Theft Auto?
We talked about that.
It's a different reviewer. Yeah, it's the same site that there is a...
I just find a lot of holes in what he's trying to say. Like, he's trying to stir up controversy, if that's what he's...
I think they would
reviewing.
Call that clickbait, which like, I think some people probably
a lot of people are
accusing
him of it being clickbait, but I don't know. I don't think that's the case.
She's a girl, Matt, and you're not. So I think by you disagreeing with her, you're just trying to say that she can't have an opinion
this
on video
anti-feminism
games.
Feminism view Jesus. Of pro-feminism yeah, right now.
I am sorry. Nintendo Dreamcast is not hate women, just Matt Maynard.
You're right.
No, I just... Maybe I'll have to read the article because it's very confusing to not know what we're talking about.
But I just want to get back to the point where I don't disagree with him having that opinion. I just felt like... A review for a game like Witcher that comes from CD Projekt, who put a lot into it, like those reviews on a single player RPG that don't have multiplayer, like it's something that I think would affect the game. And I think it was kind of shitty to put it into the review. And that's just my personal opinion. I'll leave it there. I felt like maybe it should have been a separate article.
I don't know. I'm glad to have that information, honestly.
Yeah. See, there you go. Now you're like, now I know that CD Projekt hates women, so yeah. It might be an 8, but
no, I'm still gonna play. I'm still gonna play the game, even
well,
knowing
obviously
that
you gotta see the
there.
Unicorn sex scene, right?
Right, right, and like
that's
I hear
really
there's a lot
I'm
of
thinking about now.
A lot of scantily clad women in it. So I mean,
the game apparently.
I think they took out trading cards for banging women, though. So
yeah,
that's a progression.
Yeah, that's progress.
The game apparently changed Conan O'Brien's life forever. So
did it.
I mean, he did like a Clues game review of it. Oh. At the end of it, he holds up and is like, this game has changed my life.
Why?
Have you watched any of the Clueless
games?
Clueless
game?
Yeah, a couple
it's
times.
Like, it's him being ridiculous while playing video games. Yeah. It doesn't,
his
no
friend plays him
and
he's thing. Always like, can you do this? And his friend's like, you can have sex riding a unicorn. And he's like, get the fuck out of here. Is that stuff that, you know, he would say, can you do in a video game? And they're like, no. And they're like, no, you really can't. He's like, no. And they show it. And he's just like, what world do I live in and where you can do this?
There's some great lines from Clueless Gamer. Like when he's reviewing Watch Dogs, in Watch Dogs, you go into your basement and you have all these servers you use to hack the entire city. And so he's like, so in this game, you go into your basement and play on your computer. I feel like the gaming industry is beginning to collapse in upon itself. Like you're in your basement playing a game where you go into your basement.
Video game simulator.
Yeah.
Exactly.
What else we got in the news?
Interplay was working on a Fallout game until EA swooped in and ruined it.
Are you sure you're not talking about Mad Max
game? Interplay was working on a Mad Max game.
Freudian slip.
Yeah. Until EA swooped in and ruined it.
That's really funny. I wonder because Interplay is actually the original studio that published Fallout. So I wonder if Interplay was working on a Fallout game that was going to be an MMO, but Bethesda got them to cease and desist. And I wonder if they're just like, okay, let's make it a Mad Max game.
Then they got screwed out of that too because EA offered them like $200 million to do it or something.
What does EA make? Because I know they're awful. So what like big games did they make?
They make all the Madden games.
Battlefield. They've bought one of Sims. My favorite studios. So they don't make Mass Effect and Dragon Age, but they bought BioWare, which makes them. So they publish them and they have a lot of money invested in them now. Yeah. It's very sad. The new Star Wars Battlefront is coming out and it's being published by them. So
none of the Mario games, though.
Yeah, you're safe for now.
I'm so worried. Nintendo, don't sell out ever.
But they might make Nintendo mobile games at some point. So their mobile division's getting huge.
You can play Nintendo games on your phone?
soon. Starting soon.
Soon, yeah.
Yeah, Nintendo announced that they're going to make mobile games. Once upon a time, they announced they were not going to make mobile games.
Yeah.
I'm just going to quit my job.
I imagine the meeting went something like this. We will never make a mobile game. And then one guy was like, hey, this is how much. And they like wrote a figure. And he's like, we will make mobile games. Very nice.
Only mobile game from now on.
They turned a profit for like the first time in 3 years recently or something, didn't they?
When I started buying games again.
Yeah. Yeah. Ellie buying all the games.
We make a Mario on her phone.
I feel so
99 cent. Two mushroom lives.
I would still buy it.
I know. I know.
I'm quitting my job. You're going to have to support me financially for these mushrooms. The game mushrooms.
Mushrooms, the game.
Last Starfighter sequel's in the works.
Yeah.
That's from Ish. You wanted you to know that.
I know.
Well, he's got a nerdgasm for that movie for some reason. I've never seen it before, so I can't
share. They fly around in a giant silver Nerf football. It was a good movie. I wish I was a kid.
Yeah, but this is the same guy that posted an article about Jurassic Park shaving cream, so I have a hard time taking his
Belittling you because you did not show up
kind of like his movie suggestions. I have a hard time taking his news seriously.
Does the Barbasol can, does it have a hidden compartment in it, or does it just have the logo on the outside?
You make it sound like I actually read the article. I just saw the headline.
It's a hidden compartment.
Is there a hidden compartment? Can you open up the cans?
Yeah, and it's in the dinosaur DNA.
Maybe they just filled them up with dinosaur DNA.
Oh, maybe it's whipped cream in it. I forget.
Okay.
Did you guys read the article I posted about the Kanye West RPG?
Yeah, I actually read that 2 days before you posted it, or maybe like the day. It sounded really cool. Has there been a follow-up? Like, is it a plant? The article also reads like a plant.
Yeah, I don't know. According to the article, like, there's this Kanye West RPG, and you can get through it and finish
it. It's called Kanye Quest.
Kanye Quest. And you fight little B in it or some shit.
Little B or little
there's
babies?
Like, there's turn-based battle rap in the game.
I like the idea of fighting it little like babies.
A really cool, it sounded like a really cool game. Like, I would play it.
Yeah.
If it was free.
But apparently hidden in the game is like a recruiting mechanism for some cult.
A real cult?
I don't know.
It's like what's it called? Augmented reality game. Like,
yeah,
it's an ARG is what people speculate. But basically, in the beginning of the game, you go, there's like computer terminals in this room, and it kind of looks like Pokemon, like over the top, like 2D. And when you click on them, it'll like put up a series of gibberish. Later in the game, you meet somebody, and they're like, hey, what do you think? What do you want to become? Or something like that.
What do you
want to
do?
Yeah, what do you want to do? And you can type in anything. So, like, it showed, like, a screenshot. The guy just said, A, and the girl goes, A, I want to A, too. But if you look at the gibberish in the computer screen in the first level, it kind of spells out ascension or something. So the guy put in ascend, and it takes you to this, like, totally secret level, right? And when you, like, go to the secret level, there's all this, like, new age culty shit that they start talking about.
Yeah. And there's like the huge, huge code you have to figure out. Like there's all these terminals and like that have a piece of the code and
yeah.
This
and so the reviewer, like somebody sent it in and like the reviewer went back and played the game and put it in and found that it actually was real. And they're like, well, maybe the makers of the game updated it because it's a computer game, updated it to put this stuff in to have people come back and play it. But they checked like the game hadn't been updated since 2013. It was the same file.
Yeah.
So, which, I mean, took 2 years for somebody to find it. That's pretty.
Those augmented reality games are fucked up, though. Have you ever, like, I've like read about them a little bit on like different corners of the internet.
Yeah, there's some.
What happens?
There's some weird, like, well, creepy pasta.
Like augmented reality is basically
a LARP,
a real kinda. Like, it's like a LARP, kind of like a real life game. There's like, there've been some pretty famous ones, like, but they're like one time things. Like you had to be like, there would be like. Like you'd have to decipher a code and it'd be like a GPS coordinates or something. It'd be like a payphone. And at a certain time every day for like a week, someone would call that payphone with the next part of the phone. So you have to like either get someone to go listen to this, like it's kind of like a big community group thing that happens.
If I remember right, there was one. There was one when The Dark Knight came out.
Exactly.
Yeah. And so people got together on the internet and it was like, okay, I've tracked down the GPS coordinates. It's in this small town in bumfuck nowhere. Does anybody know anybody? And somebody's like, my cousin lives there. So they call up their cousin. The cousin's like, okay, I'm going to go to the payphone. And like, yeah, so it's like people coming together across the internet.
Yeah, these are not like,
is it a problem that there aren't payphones anymore?
There are payphones in bumfuck towns still. Yeah. But it's just it's not like just people that put these together, like really like mainstream name things will put out augmented reality games.
Halo did it. Yeah, with, like, Halo did D's it. Or whatever.
So it's, you're playing a game and then it like bumps into your real life and you have to go, it's like, and find a payphone.
If you've ever watched like a movie like The Ring, mm-hmm. it's like you're experiencing that. Like you're, there's all these clues and stuff and you're trying to figure out
the best,
what's happening.
The best augmented reality games though are the ones that started years ago and nobody ever figured out, but then people start to figure out and find out that the pieces are still out there. Like this game. Yeah. Like, you know, there are like augmented reality games where maybe like if you find the like toll-free phone number, you could still call it and get like the next piece. Like somebody's still
dating
it. What
happens at the end of this like long chain? Do you get like a prize?
I think for the, like, so the one for the Dark Knight was if you got everything pieced together, it was the URL for the trailer, I think. For the first trailer for the Dark Knight.
It's not about the destination. It's about the journey.
It's about the game. The Halo, I forget what you got for the Halo one. And some have like different things, but yeah.
So none of them lead to death.
That we know of. I mean, maybe somebody figured out one and died.
And didn't get a chance to tell us.
When you get to the end of this one, they say that you've been recruited to be in this cult.
Which cult is it?
It doesn't say.
And it asks you for your name.
It's an ascensionist cult, which... Yeah.
It asks for your name and your address, and it tells you, like, you will be contacted within the week, and nobody will call you. They'll just show up at your house.
But you're not supposed to tell anybody about it.
Yeah, and you can't tell anybody about it.
So I'm guessing everybody that played through is in the cult now.
Or somebody came and murdered them.
Oh, that's so scary. I don't like that idea.
You wouldn't know, because maybe this wasn't the first person to do it. Maybe there's people in the past that have did it, but they didn't tell anybody, and then they disappeared.
I don't like this.
Have you guys ever watched a TV show called The Cult?
No.
No.
It's on Netflix. It's kind of like it's about a TV show called, like, about a cult.
That's not the one with Kevin Bacon, is it?
No, it's The Following.
The Following. Okay, I watched
that. It's a TV show about a cult. But the cult has, like, all kinds of hidden meanings in it. The TV show does, put in there by the writer. So there's a huge online community that treats it like an augmented reality game, basically. And then if you find out, if you follow the path through the augmented reality game and find all the clues in the TV show, you figure out there's a real cult. It's just like the cult in the TV show. So the TV show is like the recruiting mechanism for the cult.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
That's an episode of Cowboy Bebop.
Yep.
Oh yeah.
I just had Allie. I made her watch every episode of Cowboy Bebop.
I was not prepared for a show called Cowboy Bebop to be so emotional and make me feel so sad at the end or throughout it.
That's anime.
Just remember,
the dumber the name, the better the show is usually.
The only thing I remember like really feeling emotional about is when Spike's falling out of the top of the church and he's playing Green Bird. Like, mm-hmm.
At the end, man, when Julie gets shot and then he's coming down and he's
Julia.
Like, then we're watching a new anime on Netflix. It's like, it's Gargantua.
Really, oh, I watched that. I really like that.
I watched that like last year. It's pretty good.
Gargantua and the Verdurous Planet.
Yeah, we're on like episode 7. I don't know how many episodes are in the first season. So we just got to the point where they find like the well squid and he freaks out. So we haven't seen anything past that, so don't spoil it.
Yeah. Okay. It's actually a really good anime.
He discovers his sexuality in that episode.
Yeah,
just 14, and I think it ends at the end.
Yeah, there's no second season. Yeah,
that's cool.
I'm enjoying it. I like it a lot.
Yeah, I kind of wish there was a second season though.
Yeah, but
that was an interesting universe.
Now that I remember, and now I think about it, I watched that at the same time because it was like a summer anime, like a year and a half ago or something, I think. But I watched it at the same time as another anime
It was like a Gundam-ish anime, but the first time you get, they're like these special Gundams, and the first time you get into them, they turn you into a vampire, and that's how you pilot them.
What fucking show is it? Vampire robot.
It actually is just the latest version of Gundam.
Yeah, I can't believe I forget the name of the show, but it's, awesome. Now I need to watch. I'm pretty sure there's a second season out by now. So
that is like the most anime thing I've ever heard. Yeah. Only the undead can pilot this robot. It feeds off your angst. Yeah. What I thought I was going to have a problem with the Gargantua show is like the first episode. I'm like, this is shot for shot the same show as Knights of Cydonia. But then they leave space and it becomes its own show.
Oh, yeah. He's only in space for like an episode or half an episode.
That was kind of my first thought, too. I was like, this is like the same fucking show. Yeah.
I thought the problem with, what's it, Chamber? Mm-hmm. Chamber, he has a battery life. Doesn't he run out of juice eventually? He's like,
well, powered. Let's not talk. Oh, we don't want to know that. What if he does run out of power and everybody dies?
He doesn't run out of power.
I'm sorry. I thought we were just openly talking about the show.
I said, don't go past episode 7.
I'm just saying my issue with up until number 7.
I imagine in the future they run on like nuclear fission. They have like batteries this size that'll power them for like years or something. But anyway,
and they have
solar power.
And he like learns their language immediately and translates it for the guy constantly. That guy would be like lost without that robot.
He doesn't even know how to work.
Yeah.
He just hangs out in the shadows.
He doesn't know how to do anything. He's like,
just know how to kill.
It's like, I'm going to make this flute all day long.
It's all flutes. I mean, he just makes them all day.
Oh, he has to get the
teeth whale from the
shark.
Whale squids.
Yeah, whale squid.
I do like how everybody's like, why would you kill the whale squid? It's like the most terrifying sea monster ever. Like, why would you not fucking kill that thing?
It looks like a monster.
Yeah, and everybody's like freaking
eyes?
Out. And I'm like,
they have a really big taboo against it.
Because it's a god.
Yeah, to them it's... There's,
because they live on the ocean, that's the biggest, most like threatening thing, and it leaves them alone, right?
And it's wiped out like whole colonies. Like they come and like wipe out whole colonies when you fuck with them.
He kill it, and then like all his buddies show up, and they're freaking out, and then they're like...
Turn off all the power. Or let him get in his fucking...
Well, he could only
robot
barely get the first one dead. He can't.
Well, it's because he's in the
override
water. 300. He's got to get out. First of all, they're in the water, so he can just like shoot all his fucking lasers.
Oh, he could do it like the fish when he tried to.
Let me explain why he can't do that later.
Well, let's not talk about that. Man. I didn't know he couldn't do that.
I can't remember.
This
enough.
Is something I am actively talking about.
We're done with the show.
All right. Let's move on. So I tried to sell my PS4 while we were.
Oh
away.
Yeah, how did that? Are you literally
didn't you
sleeping
have to list
on
it twice?
Sacks of money right now?
What?
Didn't you have to list it twice?
No, I could have listed it twice. Initially, I put it up for
like $10 million, right? But
like
then you're like, all right,
did you get the $10 million?
Let's get realistic. I'll go for $15,000, right?
I put it up
$1,500.
I put it up with a for. I started it at $2,500, and I put a buy it now for $3,000. And I instantly got like two questions about it. And then the next morning I woke up and it was sold.
What?
Yeah. So like, I was like fucking freaking out. I was like, oh fuck, I'm going to get $3,000. That's awesome. And I started like looking up how to pack it. And like, I started like deleting stuff off the system. And then I get this email from fucking eBay. That's like, we've removed your listing. Like, after it's sold already, how did they, like, I was like, what the fuck? But, apparently they can remove your listing after it's been sold, and there's absolutely no way to, like, continue with the transaction and still have, like, the buyer protection and all that shit. Yeah. So, I wasn't going to just ship my PS4 to this guy and, like, have him, like, claim some shit had happened to PayPal and then revoke the money. So.
Yeah.
Oh, we don't know anything about that.
Yeah.
Only through eBay. eBay's the worst.
So fuck eBay. I'm fucking done with them forever. That's the worst.
Yeah. The Konami's been super weird lately.
Yeah.
Like removing these eBay listings, and people are posting videos. They're like, I know why Konami and Kojima had a falling out. And then Konami's like, fucking take that video down, YouTube.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like,
maybe some crazy, like old Japanese man inherited Konami and now he's crazy. And.
No. Eccentric old Japanese man, just like in all the animes.
Yeah.
Making me my mobile Mario.
I don't know. The video that they took down didn't seem like all that plausible because it said that the CEO was someone who's not even the CEO anymore.
Well, I mean, like, somebody.
Maybe his shadow CEO. pulling strings from Shadow to sell Metal Gear. And maybe they stopped Guillermo del Toro from making a Silent Hill game because it's based on real life. He found out the truth.
It tells the secret truth of Konami.
Yeah.
Silent Hills. Silent
Hills. It had this code in the game that if you put it in, you go to the Konami cult.
Ascend.
It was an ARG, is what you're saying?
Yes. Guillermo del Toro comes to your house and abducts you in the middle of the night and makes a video about it. Huh?
Is it not Guillermo? It's Guillermo.
Guillermo.
Guillermo. Guillermo. I don't know. Guillermo? I've never known how to pronounce it.
Guillermo.
Q-I-E-R-M-O.
The guy who made Hellboy.
Yes.
Guillermo.
Pan's Labyrinth.
Pacific Rim.
But yeah, apparently like
Pacific Rim.
Pacific Rim.
According to that video that YouTube took down or Konami had taken down, like the CEO of Konami really, really hates Kojima because Kojima's an arrogant asshole.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah.
Making me all that goddamn money, being all smug about it.
Kojima.
Actually, like it said like 3/4 of their income is from like pachinko machines and spas. And
nerds.
Shit like that. And health clubs in Japan.
I believe it.
I go to that.
Japanese companies are weird.
They diversify, man.
Yeah.
I think like Kojima probably like slept with the dude's wife or something. Because it's so personal at this point. Like it's gone beyond like business concerns.
You would think it's personal, but it's probably Japanese personal when they were like at dinner and they were eating tea.
Yeah, yeah. Kojima
and
just insulted
he like
mom.
Coughed while he was like talking. He was like, "You must now apologize." Commit seppuku.
He only bowed at like a 45-degree angle instead of a 50-degree angle. And yeah,
it's crazy, man.
Yeah. So eventually, YouTube overrided Konami's takedown.
He wore his shoes inside. That's it. He wore his shoes inside his house.
He accidentally handed the CEO his business card with just one hand. That's really disrespectful in Japan. You got to do both hands.
Both hands. That's right. Yeah. Bow a little. Like,
you got to bow a little. You hold bow. It out. You bow a little. And then the guy taking it has to take it with two hands. He has to look at it. And then he can put it in his wallet. You can't just like put it in your pocket. It's just
well, that makes sense.
Look at it with two hands.
I've handed
well.
Out a lot of business cards and went directly into the pocket. I imagine directly into the trash.
Yeah, exactly.
So remember this when we meet with our investors.
That yes. At the Nintendo Dreamcast.
Stop that investor and say, "Hey, look at my card." And then put it in the trash.
It's disrespectful.
So anyway, after all that, Guillermo del Toro said he's pretty much done with video games.
No.
The second one that got like canceled. The first one got canceled because the company went under. He was working on something for THQ before they went bankrupt.
He's still up for making cinematic trailers though, right?
Yeah, apparently. He's making the trailer for Fallout 4. Microsoft is promising to have the greatest games lineup in Xbox history at E3.
Yeah, I was very confused. It's a very weird non-statement. Is it the... In the Xbox One's history or the history of the Xbox brand?
Both of those are pretty short, to be perfectly honest.
Xbox been out since, what, like 2002, 2001?
I don't think anything really notable came out of the Xbox except Halo. And then Xbox 360 was really where they started.
I will disagree with you all day. We had Knights of the Old Republic. We had Crimson Skies. We had Halo.
Yeah, you got them started.
Yeah, there's a lot of good games.
Knights of the Old Republic Xbox only?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
And Knights of the Old Republic 2. And Crimson Skies. I was that guy that had an Xbox and didn't have a PlayStation 2. There is a game that I really enjoyed for the original Xbox that I can't remember the name of it. And I bought it on a whim. And it's like some... It's almost like Devil May Cry, but you're like in feudal Japan fighting demons. And you like...
Onimusha?
I think that might be it.
Onimusha, yeah.
Yeah, that game was awesome. It was on Xbox only. It was really weird because it's a... It was a super Japanese game, and it was only on Xbox. It was fun, too. I enjoyed it. Did they ever make any more? Is that brand still
there? It's a series,
there?
Yeah.
I think they're up to, like, 5 or 6 now.
There was, like, an Onimusha before X. I think there was an Onimusha.
Are they on PlayStation now or something?
Yeah, I think the original Onimusha was on PlayStation, and then they made... I think you might have played, like, the second game in the series on Xbox. I'd have to check.
I just remember buying it because it was being touted as, like... Xbox only, so I was like, I should definitely.
You like collect souls and power up your weapons and stuff.
Yeah. That was when they still gave a shit about the Japanese market, and trying to bring in the gamers from Japan. Nintendo's bringing back the World Championships.
wizard.
Like from the wizard.
Yeah.
You should go play Mario, Ellie. Yeah. You could be
like
the wizard.
The last time they had a world championship, it was on a regular Nintendo, I'm pretty sure. So.
Yeah, what systems are involved? Is it?
Mobile? I don't know. Yeah, mobile. Jay's refriended me on Facebook, and he's losing his shit. He's had like three posts a day about it. Like,
oh shit!
He really wants to go to the one in Chicago, but like Angie won't let him.
I posted that like article's like almost like an afterthought. I was kind of like, eh. That's interesting, but I could just
it's all he's been thinking about day on day, and he's got his power glove in, and he's like doing push-ups and shit.
I never even considered it, but that would be the kind of thing Jay flipped. Something Nintendo made 25 years ago is relevant again. Oh my god!
This is a really good voice.
This is my calling. That actually sounded a little too emotional for Jay.
Yeah.
I mean, even
but he would get that emotional about it. That's the one thing he would get emotional about. Oh, God.
Do you think they'd be impressed by my Star Coin collection?
I think so. You'd be like, I got every coin in Super Mario Brothers 2. New Super Mario Brothers 2.
Yeah.
You should go and show Reggie.
Impressive.
I'll just show my game that I've already played to everyone. Like, do you have these Star Coins?
That would be an achievement if it was on a real console.
It was. I got confetti when I did it. Oh. And it said, you've now collected all the star coins in this game. It was a big day. I showed James.
At 6 a.m.
I did. I had to go through each and every world and level and show him that I got everything. Good. And yeah, it was great. It was probably the highlight of my year so far.
I saw that, what's the kid's name? From Wonder Years, he wants to be part of it or something.
Oh, Fred Savage? Or
yeah,
the
yeah
original?
Fred Savage. Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't see that. What was
yeah,
that
he
that?
Just came out of the article so that he would like to like MC the event or whatever.
I think that'd be awesome.
Yeah. He ran out of money after he was in Austin Powers.
He's just jumping on anything he
He's
get at
actually
this point.
A director for It's Always Sunny. He directs like half the episodes
oh, wow.
this season. Yeah. Yeah. He actually directs a lot of TV and shit now, comedy mostly.
Yeah, he's also the voice of Oswald on Oswald.
What's Oswald?
Kids
is
show.
He?
Yeah.
Dang, I'm going to have to go watch Oswald again.
Oswald. What?
What is Oswald?
It's like a
baby kid show. Yeah, with this blue octopus and his sausage dog. And they
There's
like
a pig.
They have a friend that's a penguin, and they all live in a high rise together. And
well, why not?
Yeah.
Why not?
I actually kind of like the show. It's pretty fun.
It's something that's just kind of you can jump in and out of. We're talking about a kid's show. This is weird.
Yeah.
My kid's show knowledge is dwindling these days.
I don't know a whole lot of them anymore. Just Adventure Time.
There's a Disney show that my friend who watches Adventure Time says is pretty similar and geared towards more of adults. It's called Galaxy High or Gravity Falls, I think. Gravity Falls.
Gravity Falls.
Yeah, she said that that's something that I should watch. Yeah,
'cause I think Galaxy High was a movie, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
A superhero movie.
It's Gravity School. Falls. It has Kristen Schaal as one of the main voices in it. I don't know anything else about it, but that I'm supposed to watch it since it's like Adventure Time. I blindly follow.
Might as well check out the Wizards of Waverly Place while you're at it.
Oh, God.
I've been there.
That show is terrible.
That's the last big Disney series that I'm aware of, besides maybe like iCarly. I don't know what order
That's
those two
Nickelodeon.
Come in.
Is wrong.
That Nickelodeon? Oh.
Nintendo is bringing its franchises to Universal theme parks and resorts.
Not in time. We won't. Not in time. We're going in 2 weeks. We're going to do 4 days at Disney. We're staying at the Caribbean Resort in Disney.
Epcot.
We're doing it up. We're staying at some condo somewhere.
It was only marginally more expensive just to stay at Disney. And they have that drink around the world in Epcot. And last time,
Epcot.
And last time we had to vomit in trash cans and then get all the way back to the hotel.
No.
But this time we can just stay there, drink around the world, and then just.
We stayed in Orlando last time.
Carted back to the hotel.
And got stupid drunk at the hotel bar. And James spent the day vomiting in every trash can that Disney World had to offer.
But I had a great time doing it. That's all that mattered.
How was your booze bus, by the way?
Oh,
it was pretty tight. It was tame.
I was able to get drunk, sober up, get drunk, sober up and then sleep.
I had strict rules of only, we went to a Cincy brewery tour.
He was drunk. He thinks he wasn't drunk. He was drunk.
I drank one beer per place. I mean, I was buzzing at one point, but did I do any of my crazy drunk things?
No, but you were at that point where you didn't think you were drunk, but you were drunk.
I was at the point where I considered stabbing myself in the stomach to see if it would release the pressure from my bloating. I wouldn't have a stomach ache anymore.
There was like a 30-minute bus ride in between each brewery. So like,
and it's on a fucking school bus, man. And you have like
20 minutes in between to drink before you leave. So you have 20 minutes of like pounding beers. And then 30 minutes of
unable to pee
of trivia on a school bus about breweries.
That's like, oh God. Like I was won. Like, well, I was following your pictures and I'm like, this is not at all what I thought when I heard booze bus. I thought it was like a booze cruise. Like you'd be on a party
bus.
Well,
there are some brewery tours and you get like a charter bus and they have like Budweiser and everything like on the bus and like you play poker and stuff. And then there's the Cincinnati Brew Bus where you literally sit on a school bus and go to four different breweries.
And he did. He gave us like trivia information. And then on the next trip, he would ask you questions about the last trivia. That was our entertainment. And we slept. Slept on the bus.
Yeah, I passed out. It was not very fun.
Yeah. I've got a crick in my neck still from sleeping on that bus.
Sorry. Go on. We're derailing.
That's all right. It's fine. It was very interesting.
It's more interesting than the news stories we've have left. We've kind of diluted it down.
Yeah, he just added Nintendo and Universal.
I know.
I mean, you know they're going to have a Mario Kart. What else can they
Bumper
have?
Cars.
I mean, besides Mario Kart. Like I said, I hope it's just all Metroid rides and people are like, what the fuck is this? Oh, Samus Aran.
Powers got renewed for a second season.
I need to pirate the first season.
I think you'd like it. It's pretty good.
I like the comics a lot. So
Eddie Izzard, I didn't realize he plays the main villain in that. Like, I love Eddie Izzard, and he does such a good job that like I didn't realize it was him till like halfway through.
Nice.
I kind of want to go back and rewatch it now that I know. Destiny reaches 20 million quote unquote registered players.
Registered players.
This is a big complaint some Destiny players have about the game is that every week they release some random statistic with no reference of what it actually means and stuff like that, but they won't give like their sales figures or anything that anyone would actually care to hear about. it's a pain point for a lot of Destiny hardcore Destiny players.
Well, I'm sorry I brought it up.
Yeah. No, I mean, I don't give a shit. They can tell me how many dregs died last week, and I wouldn't give a shit.
As long as the game continues to be entertaining.
There hardcore Destiny players still?
Oh, God,
there
yes.
are.
They're the worst people.
Among the 20 million?
Yeah.
20 million?
20 million. It's a lot.
It's a small country.
No Sega booth at E3 this year, like anybody cares.
What? Sega. How are they going to release all Sega the games for their new console?
Yes, no, not really.
Sega hasn't made games.
They put out a Sonic
time.
Game every once in a while, don't they?
They still make games. Sonic. They make Sonic games.
Aliens.
Don't play Sonic. Don't go down that road.
Aliens.
It is a platformer.
Colonial Marines.
And it's just like Mario. Yeah.
You do jump on people to kill them.
Yeah, and you collect rings.
Which are pretty much coins.
Yeah.
And Michael Jackson fondled children to it. Fondled.
Either way, I'm down. Sorry, Matt.
Oh, God.
It's just a short step from that to autism and striped sweaters.
I've already got striped sweaters.
Halfway there.
Nintendo is back in the black for the first time in 4 years, thanks to Pokemon and Super Smash Brothers and the million different versions of the 3DS they sold.
Yep.
Mario, you'll be excited for this, Allie. Next week, what is it called? Mario Puzzle Dragons?
Mario Puzzle and Dragons, yeah.
It is Candy Crush, but in the Mario setting.
I'm so happy right now. I'm just so happy.
It's on a 3DS.
I was really worried. I was on summer break from school that I would just kind of have to actually read and stuff, and now I've got all these
Mario Puzzle Dragon.
How much does that cost?
You should get it. It's out already, I think.
I read on GameStop.com it was May 22nd.
Is it? No, I thought it was the 18th.
Well, it's the 20th now, so.
Only two more days to wait if it's.
Yeah, because Nintendo games come out on like Fridays or
I think you're right. I'm wrong. Wii U has sold 9.5 million units so
far. That's almost half amount of people that play Destiny.
No, so sad. It's good for them, though.
To be fair, Destiny is across two platforms, so yeah, it's probably true. Only...
That's true. Probably, yeah.
If they had it on Wii U, they might have like a million more
yeah.
registered users.
What's the difference between Wii and Wii U?
We're not going into this right now. Go on.
Yeah. Listen to some of our earlier podcasts. We talk about it extensively. Jay goes into it for like 3 hours.
That is a perfect question for Jay,
that
actually.
That is honestly why I don't know what it is.
So glad he's not here.
Like, and I love we it because if you asked him a question like that, he could tell you what it is for half an hour, and he would have answered a different question than you asked, because he'd be like, what's the difference between the Wii U and the Wii?
Well, the system specifications on the Wii is it has
and that's why the Atari Jaguar is a superior system.
Yeah, so I won't go back and listen, but I'll Google it.
Yeah, Google it. That's probably a better use of your time.
Or I'll friend Jay.
He would like that.
He'd explain it to you.
No, he wouldn't.
Legend of Zelda got delayed, and now it's being listed as TBD. So,
yep.
TBD 2016 when the NX comes out, maybe?
Yeah, that's what people are thinking. It's probably going to come out with the NX, whatever, whenever that is.
Will this be the first system that didn't get a Zelda game besides a remake, the Wii U?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess so. Yep. I think it'll probably end up coming out on both, though, like
the
Twilight
old Twilight
Princess.
Yeah.
But at least the GameCube had its own proper Zelda game before that with the Wind Waker.
Wind Waker and Majora's Mask.
Was GameCube Nintendo?
Or no, sorry, Majora's Mask on 64.
Yeah. It did come out on the GameCube also, though.
Majora's Mask?
Yeah.
Did it? I know they did the like dungeon explore, like the
backwards dungeon.
No, they released... As like a promotional thing for Wind Waker, they released a disc that had Ocarina of Time and Majora's Mask on it. And it also had the extra dungeon that only came out in Japan.
I don't think it had Majora's Mask on it. I think it had...
It did.
I had the disc, and it was the disc that I had that I got for pre-ordering the game from GameStop had all the dungeons from Ocarina of Time on it.
Yeah, you could play Ocarina of Time, or you could play backwards Ocarina of Time. Where you do all the dungeons are backwards.
I know.
But they're like supposed to be super hard too. Though.
Yeah.
I know I played Majora's Mask. Yeah.
No, it's there. Was it on the same disc?
Yeah.
That's crazy. I wonder why I just always played Ocarina of Time because it was better.
Oh, wait, that's the Master Quest one. Sorry, hold on. You could still be right.
I don't know. I think Master Quest might have been the name of the disc.
Yeah.
Nintendo released Majora's Mask on the GameCube.
Is that the whole sentence?
It's on Wikipedia. Hold on. That's all I found. Talk amongst yourselves about...
Nope. We're all in a set in abated silence.
Yep.
It lists it as the platforms it was released on as Nintendo 64 and GameCube.
What about 3DS?
And,
obviously,
and
it's not
3DS
right.
And Wii.
Talk about
how
Yoshi needs to come back to Mario. Let's get back to Mario. I know about that.
She's very upset that Yoshi is not in Mario Brothers games that she plays on the 3DS.
Yoshi's the best.
Because they annexed him to his own island, Yoshi's Island.
Yeah, I mean,
island.
He wasn't in any a whole lot of the original.
He was in Super Mario World, which is arguably...
Which is probably the only thing I played until recently.
He was like in that and Yoshi's Island, and I can't think of a whole lot of other games with Yoshi in it.
Such a big character in Mario. Super Mario World.
Well, all you would do is use him to super jump so he fell to his death.
You eat shit and shit out eggs.
Yoshi.
It was a promotional disc released for Wind Waker before it came out. It came out the demo of Wind Waker. Zelda, original Legend of Zelda, Zelda 2, Ocarina of Time, and Majora's Mask.
That's crazy. I think the one that I got, maybe it depended on like who you got it from, but I think mine said Master Quest on it, and it just had Ocarina of Time and the backwards.
I just
the one with Master Quest had Ocarina of Time and Master Quest, and that was it.
Okay,
yeah,
that's
the
one I got.
That's the one I got too.
Yeah, I don't remember.
It's worth a lot of money now. I wish I had kept it.
Yeah, I wish I had too.
It's only worth $40-$50 here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, I think when it was worth a lot of money, and then they remade the game on 3DS, so
yeah,
it kind of went down.
Prices dropped.
The difference is that you would never have sold it.
Hmm?
You would never have sold it if it was worth money, so you'd still
have
it.
I do have a collection
of
things that are worth money that I refuse to sell, but whatever. Mostly comics.
And
oh my god, the news articles just keep coming. It was like 2 weeks, and it was a pretty news-heavy
week.
We'll
hit the ones that I find interesting.
All right, you're interested in the TV series based on Myst, aren't you? It's coming coming to Hulu.
I think it was my response. Like, yay, a video game, a TV show to fall asleep to about a video game you fall asleep to. Yay. I cannot think of a more fucking boring game to make a TV show
about. I could never figure out Myst unless I had a walkthrough.
I don't think I ever figured it out either because I got about 10 minutes in and fell asleep.
I'd be like pushing buttons and like different things would be happening. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing here. And then eventually you'd hear like a click and you're like, what? What was that? And it's like nothing happens. And you're like, I solved the puzzle. What happened after I solved the puzzle?
Something happened like miles away.
Yeah, miles away. Like, you got to walk to the other side of the island and then somehow a tree has turned from green to red or something like that. And you're supposed to notice that and click on the tree.
I worked with a girl when I worked at the Hilton in room service, and she was also like one of the most full of shit people I've ever met. But she also said that her mother wrote an entire book about the language and alphabet of the game Myst, and that she would go to conventions in England that were just dedicated to Myst, and she was like one of the like foremost authorities of the Mystian language.
I believe it.
That sounds real.
Yeah.
I totally believe that exists. I'm on board.
That is,
you have no idea. She's also like, what were the crazy stories?
That is too batshit crazy not to be true.
She also said that like she was writing a book and got like $100,000 as an advance. I'm like, nobody gives people advances to write books unless they're like people who write books.
Yeah. Also, why are you working in room service at the Hilton if you have $100,000?
She was very a full of shit person, but evidently her mom is like the Myst expert.
I believe the Myst expert part.
That is James's best.
It is something that I can see like spinster ladies like devoting their lives to.
Yeah,
just becoming Myst experts.
I believe she wrote something on the internet about it. Yeah. Maybe had it published like locally.
Yeah. Is it a zine?
Went to some convention.
Is it a zine that she printed out on construction paper and put in the public library?
Yeah. Like, well, it's still very impressive. Yeah. Well done, her.
Yeah. I wonder if they tapped her for the show.
I mean, they must have, right? She's the number one authority on the Mystine language.
Yes.
What's this thing about Nintendo needs to work on its pre-order incentives?
Oh, I completely forgot about that. So apparently, if you pre-order Splatoon, you get a pre-release demo for it, and the pre-order incentive is that you get a costume that you can use only in the demo. When the real game comes out, you can't use the costume you got for pre-ordering.
But I have to say, Nintendo. the demo DLC is a bold move. It's like they don't want to be stuck in the past, so they've just immediately jumped 50,000 years into the future of Nowhere Land where nobody thinks that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, DLC for demos.
I love the internet, though. Like, I saw an image from Splatoon. It's like, this girl is half girl, half squid. I've seen enough anime to know how this happened.
Gross.
Well, squids.
That's why he hates them. Stealing all his babes.
I thought you were suggesting he got, like, raped by one.
Oh, no.
Jesus.
He's upset because all the whale squids take his ladies.
That's why he has to kill them all.
All those space babes.
Gargantua.
All those hot space babes riding on wings.
You posted a thing about the solar sail.
We talked about that last week.
No, we didn't.
Yeah.
Or not last week, but the last episode.
Yeah.
Did we talk about Game of Thrones has a message for those who have illegally downloaded?
Yeah, we talked about it. You're going back before.
Yeah, you're jumping. Bro. All
right, it looks like we're out then. I don't know. No.
Because James demanded only to hear the ones he wants to hear. Because
I haven't hit the last episode yet. I mean, we didn't talk about Tron Bonn.
Yeah, we talked about Tron Bonn.
No, we didn't.
Yeah, Tron Bonn. We had a whole episode about Tron Bonn.
We did not.
Tron Bonn. It's that game about bonbons, but it's in the Tron universe.
We talked about it coming out, but I played that last week. I literally
have no idea what you're talking about.
I meant to talk about it.
We talked about this.
We talked about it.
Bontron.
We talked about it coming out.
Dude, but maybe you're in an alternate universe where you're a week behind of everybody else.
Oh, is this an ARG?
Yeah.
AGR? What is it?
Yeah, Matt is remembering the past.
It's an old PlayStation 1 game. It's kind of like based on Mega Man Legends. Anyway.
Is it made by the same guy? Did I make that up or did we talk
about it? It's made by the same guy.
Yeah, we talked about this.
I guess we did. Damn it.
Just a recap from last week.
I know I hadn't bought it
yet. To be fair, nobody's probably listened to the last episode, so we just talked about it again.
May 8th. When was our last episode?
May 8th.
Mm-hmm. It would have been... No, it would have been the 4th.
19th. Minus
I think maybe
14th.
We talked about it on the podcast, and maybe you put up an article after it.
Okay, well, all right, anyway. I played Tron Misadventures of Tron Bon. It's...
Is it really about Bon Bons?
No. No, yeah, it's about Mega Man's arch enemy from the Mega Man Legends game.
Tron Bon.
it's Tron not Bon. In the Tron universe, and it's not about Bon Bon.
No, it's not.
Damn. I'm sorry to
disappoint you. No, it sounded like a much better game, doesn't it?
I was so into it.
What does a Bon Bon taste like in an old 1982 Atari cabinet?
No, because
life itself.
There's still so many articles till you post the Bats one. Like, there's like at least 10 articles above the Bats.
I don't understand what the dating on our Facebook group is, but I have May 8th for the unicorn sex scene. And we fucking talked about the unicorn sex scene the last time.
Matt has went sliders, like came in from a parallel universe.
Totally what happened, because I don't remember talking about the unicorn sex scene either. Well, we may have mentioned
I wouldn't trust Facebook because it goes based on popularity too, I think.
Not in the group, it doesn't. This is it's all.
Are you king of the group? You just decided the group doesn't do that.
Are you telling me that Facebook's algorithm does not affect you?
It doesn't. Too powerful.
He'll find you.
But you're right, because I know we talked about the 44 player war that overran the planet, and
it's
about to go
about
doomsday.
World of Warcraft losing subscribers. We talked about all of this.
All right. Fine. Well,
it's like we're doing the same episode twice.
Bum bum bum.
That is like right below the thing about the eBay auctions being taken down. And I know we didn't talk about that because that happened after the last episode.
Can we talk about unicorn sex scenes? What's that about?
It's in Witcher 3. You can have sex with a sorceress.
And
then
if she gets pregnant, you can punch her in the stomach until she boards it.
Falcon punch.
Yes.
Well, all right. I think that's it for this episode.
You can write us an email at NintendoDreamcastPodcast@gmail.com, or is it NDC Podcast? I forgot our own email.
NintendoDreamcastPodcast@gmail.com.
Or you can like us on our Facebook page of facebook.com/NDC Podcast.
Hold on, keep them busy. I forgot to check the email.
Oh, God, what if we got an email?
Oh, my God.
It'd be the end of the world.
What if it's the Mario slash fiction that I requested and now we have to read it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do we get an email?
Could be.
I don't know. It's making me verify your information.
If anybody wants to know, these headphones are not made for people wearing study rings. Just a head.
They're not really made for anybody.
Yeah, really. I mean,
they hurt on everyone.
Here at the Nintendo Dreamcast Studios, we have the finest of equipment.
Yeah.
You know my jugulars are not pierced?
We should get a Patreon and have people donate to us for more new headphones.
Patreon?
Patron? Is that how you pronounce
Patronus?
It?
Patronus?
I don't know. I was thinking of the tequila from Mexico. We should definitely get some of that.
It's like Kickstarter.
Maybe we'll get a patron to donate some Patron.
Just put your stuff on the Kickstarter for school pages.
Oh, God. Can we Kickstart Nintendo Dreamcast?
Well, Patreon's like Kickstarter, but you don't have to do anything. Like, they just give you
You're
money.
Like a patron of the arts.
Right.
That sounds like something cool.
We could offer like special episodes that we'll never make.
Yeah.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
So you're saying that's a no on the email.
That's a no on the email.
That's a no on the email.
I'm really
disappointed.
This is episode
69.
That's why I'm here, guys.
Bye.